I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
Bro, Jane, and Jello, ain't that close to nothing?
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
Good news. I saw a dog today.
In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Gravy, gravy, gravy gang! What is going on, guys? Happy Gravy Day. It's Past Gravy episode 508. I almost said 5008, and that would have been wild. What if we just picked up, like, it was 507 last week, and you just were like, 5008? What did I miss? Did I go into a coma? That'd be...
the future.
Oh, well, I was trying to think of the years, but I'm not going to do the math, so just...
Did I sleep in a DeLorean?
Yeah, you would have had to hop in a DeLorean. But we got a fun pod for you guys. It's a little bit early. We're coming out with it this week. Shout out to Robert and Pat. They're the real MVPs this week because I forgot that I had a golf tournament on Wednesday this week. We have a Pass the Gravy sponsored golf tournament. Shout out to Brad Clausen, bro Brad, for getting us the gravy hole. But I didn't realize that was this week. And then yesterday I had to text Pat and Robert. I was like, so guys. I know we're always busy on Tuesdays, but you think we could go and record? And you guys were some real ones, so I appreciated that.
It's a throwback back to the original day.
Yeah, the OG day was Tuesday. But because you guys were so kind, I would like to cut you in or just like invite you to become a part of my newest business idea. And it was Airbnb for hot tubs. Because, like, have you ever just felt like chilling in a hot tub? You're like, yo, let's get the squad together. Like, let's go fucking hot tub it. You never just want to do hot tubs fun.
No, I do. But if I own a hot tub, I don't want a bunch of fucking strangers releasing a shit ton of fluids in my hot tub. I don't care how good you clean it.
What do you think the Airbnb is anyways? You think people aren't releasing fluids in your house?
But, like, the hot tub is different. You're basically making human soup.
Yeah, but you got chlorine, so it kills it all. Chlorine that bitch.
Scientifically, I understand that. But as a person, nope. I don't believe it. And guess what? If somebody else is, especially a bunch of different people, and then you want to use your hot tub there, you're like, wow, I'm literally just soaking in a hot body of water of a bunch of different people's semen. And nobody wants
that. I don't
think
it's all just semen. I don't think it's mostly even semen.
Bro. The hot tub at like my apartment in college was already just gross enough to get into. I don't get me wrong, I would. But
see,
still,
no, but that's like, what it like. There's sometimes you like I don't know. My apartment doesn't have a hot tub. If it did, I'd be fucking chilling there because hot tubs are cool. And it's like sometimes you just don't have access to a hot tub. Why not just be like, hey, yeah, you guys can do this. And it's like, you know how they like at Airbnb, it's like, oh, well, this sleeps 10. No more than 10 people can stay here. No animals, no this. And it's like, you could just be like, hey, no more than 4 people are allowed to use the hot tub. But you could do like a double date to a hot tub and be like, y'all want to go hot tub? And we got a spot. We Airbnb'd it. Boom, did it. You could just hop on the app. You could be hot tubbing within an hour.
Here's another thing you're not thinking about. Anybody who's willing to rent out their hot tub is going to try and get in the hot tub with you.
Not
they're
always.
Just it's, weird, it's, lonely people, or they're swingers.
Again, Airbnb, because a lot of people rent their Airbnbs and they don't bother you. I mean, there are the other cases where they're like, okay, like, do you think anybody would have like a double decker? Like they have a hot tub and then they have another like deck of their patio that also has a hot tub. And they're like, see, I'm going to be staying at the hot tub upstairs. You need anything? Let me know. Kind of like they do like, I own the house 3 lots down. Just give us a call. Here's my number. We can come check in if there's anything that's going wrong. And you're like, okay. Like, do you think they would do that? Like, do you think somebody would just stack hot tubs and try and be like, because eventually like Airbnb used to be cool because like when it was first started, like it was just like me, I would rent it to Pat. But now like there's like those like rich people that just buy it. And they're like, I have a company that basically cleans it however many times it's used. And like, I don't even have to touch it. Like, there's going to be people that would just be like, let's just buy a house and put 50 hot tubs on the deck. And then we could just Airbnb hot tub out all of these.
It just seems gross, man.
But people would use it. I think there's, you don't have to use it. So I'm saying there's money in it, I think, because you're going to have money made. You're going to be able to charge the surcharges. You're going to be able to do all that shit. We would be able to rip, like, all Airbnb does now is rip people off, is from what I learned. So we could eventually just be the people that are ripping people off to use our app.
I think what you need for this to actually take off and be a thing is, first, you need a dating app for swingers. I'm sure that exists somewhere.
Definitely,
we need one
dating app,
because this is a very swingery thing. Then you need that dating app to get popular enough to where we can go with the Bumble
swap finder,
the Bumble model. So Bumble, now they've got that. I can't imagine anyone who uses it, but you can like change your profile on Bumble to be like, oh, I'm just looking for friends. So if you have a swingers app, they're swingers. They definitely have hot tubs. And then you just add a side like portion of the app onto that one for them. We're like, oh, would you like to also rent out your hot tub? I think that way we don't have to create and develop your own app and everything.
Because like you're saying, swingers already have the hot tubs. They're not going to be using it, hot tub Airbnb. They're not going to be using that. You're going to be using the common man, the common woman.
They would be the ones
group of
renting
people,
hot tubs.
Well, they could, but then it could be like swinging optional. And you could be like, we'd like to decline that. No, thank you. Do you intend on swinging? And then like on the app, we would just say no. And so it's like, boom.
You can change your profile to be like, okay, we're swinging today. You know what? Tuesday, we just want to go find a hot tub. You get on the same app, but you switch over to just the hot tub portion of it. Which, I mean, that actually would be the worst place. But anyone who's searching for a hot tub to use doesn't care. Because if you're jumping in the swingers hot tubs, then yeah, there's definitely a lot of fluids in there.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you weren't, then you wouldn't expect there to be as many fluids. Also, like how funny would it be? Because you know somebody would at some point be like, oh, sweet, they have swings there. They must have like a patio with some swings by the hot tub. I would love that. That sounds fun. And then they'd be like, oh.
They're giving away pineapple.
This is so thoughtful. Oh, okay. Okay, I get it now. You're right. I was misreading a lot of this.
I don't want any part of that, man.
I do think though, hot tub Airbnb is a thing. We need to make it work. You could like it's add gross. Pools to it. You could add pools to it, like because you could rent your pool. So you could do that, but then also hot tubs. But I think hot tubs first, and then we could expand into.
Oh, pools. It's kind of the opposite here. You got to be a psycho to want to use somebody's rented out hot tub. You got to be a psycho to want to rent out your pool to people, because people treat pools like shit. All they do is have parties and absolutely fucking trash them.
Well, Airbnb, no parties. Like that's what they say. You would do the exact same shit, dude. We would just rip off Airbnb, but for hot tubs and then pools. I think there's money there. If you're telling me that people don't want to rent out like a sick ass fucking infinity pool, like you could charge primo for that. I don't know what you would charge. But you'd charge like hourly, like, oh, how many hours do you need this for? 8 hours? Cool. All right, that's this much money. And obviously, this is a pimp ass fucking pool and hot tub combo. So you get to charge for both of those things.
There's good luck to you, man. I don't want any part of this business.
Well, fine. Then I'll cut you out of it. Robert, I'll still allow you to jump in on this. I did have an experiment that I wanted to run with you guys. Just close your eyes. Both of you close your eyes.
Okay.
And think of a tennis ball. Now, what comes next after the tennis ball? Do you think of somebody playing tennis or do you think of a dog with a tennis ball?
I just pictured a racket.
Yeah, I imagine tennis. Someone hitting it.
Fuck. Can
I open my eyes?
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yeah. Because the other day somebody said something tennis ball and it wasn't about a dog or tennis. I think it was about like, hey, remember we used to play baseball and you'd peg somebody with a tennis ball? Like, and I just thought tennis ball, dog. And I was like, that's the first time I think I probably ever just immediately associated a tennis ball with a dog. It's obviously easier to associate with tennis because that's what it's for. But like, I'd like to know if somebody watching or listening was like, dog. because I think
I'm sure.
I think there were people like that.
You also have a dog.
Right. And she loves playing BALL.
I don't have, my sister has dogs. I live with them, but they don't, they also, they're not tennis ball dogs. They're lay around and be asshole dogs.
It's the dream. It's the dream. Having a tennis ball dog. Fucking awesome. Oh, you want to go play a little bit? Watch this. Now you want to sleep a little bit? Sick.
The woman I work with who's got the 150-pound cane corso, she uses a lacrosse ball for him because he's so big, he just annihilates tennis balls.
So yeah, you can bite through it.
Weezy likes and the dog loves that ball, too. I was playing with him today with it, and he's such a good boy.
Weezy likes to chop down the tennis balls, and like when she like pops it, you'll just hear the...
Mm-hmm.
All right, just give me it.
It do be like that.
Okay, but that was just I for the first time associated tennis ball with dog over the game that it's built for, and just was wondering if I was the only one that did that. Who else brought something in for the pre-camp segment today?
I had a thought earlier. Tired of women complaining. They've got it much easier than us. I was at work yesterday.
Go off, King.
As tired as I've ever been. I got to work, I had a cup of coffee, and then within 15 minutes of that, I had a double espresso. Because I was just like, I'm physically not going to make it. I hadn't been sleeping well for a couple days. And that morning, my sister's dog started howling at 9:30 and wouldn't stop until like noon. And all I was trying to do was sleep. I couldn't sleep the night before. I didn't fall asleep till like 4. I was just staring at the ceiling, just trying to get a little bit of rest. Can't, absolutely tired. You know what I thought about? You know what probably would have made me feel better? If I could have just cried. I bet a good cry would have made me feel a lot better yesterday. I'm not allowed to do that. Women can just cry whenever.
You can cry.
Nah, it doesn't work that way, dude.
You can cry.
That's like you're not watching Ted Lasso. They normalized it. Dudes can cry now. It's cool.
Dude, that's
cool to have a good cry.
That's in England, though.
No, but it's an American pushing that in England. He is the American that's telling them it's okay. We do that.
He had to leave the country to be able to do it.
There's plenty of people that tell you that.
It's women are allowed to just cry.
Dudes can cry now.
Yeah, no, people say that. They're wrong. Dudes can't.
But if they call you a pussy, you'd be like, you don't care about my health.
Dudes can cry.
You get to flip it on.
Not in public. You can't cry in public.
Yeah, okay.
Women can get away with that. Dudes crying in public, you're like, dude, button it the fuck up, man. You're making everybody uncomfortable.
You can't like really get out of anything as a dude by crying, so I will give you that. Like, if you're like explaining something to somebody and it's like a hectic situation at work and she's just like, okay, all right, I got it. And like,
oh, and that's an area I just
can't just get out of something by crying. You can't just be like, I don't know, we got a big lunch rush. You can't just cry and then be like, we got it, Pat, don't worry about it. You go sit down. You need some water, huh? You want some chocolate?
I would have loved both of those things.
Perhaps a Zima.
All I can think, though.
You want to listen to Taylor Swift?
I was just sitting there. I was like, I bet I would feel a lot better if I just had a good cry. Like if I had, but also, I didn't have time. I didn't have 30 minutes to go cry.
Yeah.
Let's watch the restaurant.
You gotta be able to fit those in. That's what showers are for.
And then
you wonder why your dude showers song. It's because he's crying.
Out of his penis.
And that. Showers
are just great, man. I love a long shower. You just sit there wasting water, letting it run over you for like 5 minutes before you even grab the soap.
Yeah, like it's a sauna. It's a sauna, not just a shower.
Pretty much.
It's both. This is like I'm at a spa.
I mean, that's what dudes are allowed
to
do.
I have no hot water.
You're allowed to have a good schvitz. That's what a shower is for us.
A schvitz.
Yeah.
I miss used to be called that. Now it's just called this going to the sauna. Like, I want to get a schvitz.
Go to the
schvitz.
Bro,
you get
I could
a schvitz
go
or go to the schvitz?
I don't know if you can use both. I know I've never heard go to a schvitz. I've heard I'm schvitzing. I need a schvitz. But I don't know about go to a schvitz.
Yeah, I want to go to the schvitz.
But that sounds really, you know what sounds really nice right now is taking a nap in a sauna. Or just like getting in there and just closing your eyes.
Not safe for you.
Well, it's not. You got to have a spotter.
don't go to a sauna.
You don't go to a sauna without a spotter. What are you, crazy?
I don't think I've ever gone in a sauna with one.
Well, I mean,
saunas are such weird, like,
I'll go to steam room alone, but a sauna, it's dangerous. That's dry heat. If you're in there alone and you nod off, you could die very easily. Steam room, you know somebody else is going to come in.
But they won't be able to see you because of the steam.
The steam goes up and down. Also, the steam, it makes noise. It'll wake you up if you fall asleep. Sauna, you're just...
Maybe.
You'll schwitz to death.
Saunas are such a weird spot where you have like there's so many like different groups of people. Like, I mean, obviously like that's like the gym, but when I would do that at the gym, like I would go do stretching in there before I'd go swim, and it was like, let's warm up, right? Like you can't get much warmer than the sauna. As two birds, one stone. But you'd have people there who would just do full workouts. Like I would go like take up my spot on the bench and just like do like simple stretches. I wasn't doing crazy shit, but you'd have people like doing like an entire workout, or somebody would go bring a 45 pound weight in, like from one of the benches, and they would just be doing the push-ups or the pull-ups with the weight on their chest. And I was like, that seems like, then you'd get the people who are like cutting weight. So they'd be coming in the sweatpants, the sweatshirt, sweating it out. And I was like, this is odd. There's not a lot of room and there's six other people in here and it's making me uncomfortable. They're just jumping around.
Oh yeah. I've done that many a time where like you get into the steam room and then you're like, God, there's a lot of people in here. So you just act like a minute later, like, oh, it's too hot. I can't do this today. But really you're like, there's just too many people here.
And then, but you can also do the reverse of like, when you do sit in there, you see somebody else leave and in your head, you're like, bitch, I can't take the heat. Can't take the heat. Yeah. Right, dude. Fucking leave me alone.
I never did, but it would probably be really fun to just rip a loud fart in the steam room, especially when it's steamed up. So like people hear it, only the people next to you know where it came from, but everyone else is just like, dude, who the fuck did that? And especially if it stinks really bad, there's no way to not laugh. That'd be the funniest fucking thing ever.
Yeah. You gotta definitely try to sneak farts in the sauna or steam room instead of the sauna.
I actually find it weird when there's dudes in the steam room with you and they're not older than like 65. I'm like, I understand why you're in here. I'm also in here at the same time. This is for old dudes, though. What are we doing? I want you to leave.
But you also get it when you're in there. Like, this is why they come in. It's fucking dope. Feels better.
Yeah. So plus, I just want some old dudes to impart some wisdom on me. That's where they do it, is in steam rooms.
See, I don't ever want anybody to talk to me. I always put my headphones in.
I know. That was a lie. I would go in without headphones, but I'd sit there quietly. I don't want people to talk to me.
That's right. Yeah, the headphones is like, I'm going to put these bad boys in. Don't talk to me. I won't hear
anything. But if an old dude starts saying some folksy wisdom to me while I'm in there, that's cool.
I wouldn't hear him.
I mean, granted, this is all just hypothetical because I haven't done this since high school.
It's been like 20 years, so...
14.
Yeah, close enough.
Oh, only a decade close and enough. A half, dude. Don't try and age me more.
Close enough.
Should we go get a schwitz soon?
I kind of want to get a schwitz.
We'll plan this out.
I got a schwitz, yeah.
Maybe Sunday. Where can we do this?
It's Easter. Next Sunday, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, some Sunday coming up.
A schwitz for Jesus.
We'll get a gravy schwitz in. We'll just show up with like 9 dudes and be like, we're all here to sweat together.
We're schwitzing.
Robert, you got to come and record it.
Yeah, Robert, you have to. And I'm sure that'll be allowed.
Robert just tapes his fucking phone to the wall and walks away. I don't remember how we got here. Oh, yeah. Women, stop complaining about shit. It's harder being a man.
Schwitzes, am I right?
Dude, I really want one now.
You spell schwitz S-C-H-V-I-T.
Yeah. I could have spelled that for you.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Wait, does Lifetime, can I just walk in and be like, can I get a day pass?
I would imagine if any gym has like a day pass available, you could do that. Yeah.
But no, because I feel like they'll make you fucking still fill out 45 minutes of forms.
Yeah, but you just lie about it. Unless you have to show an ID and then you can't really lie about it. You lie about all the other stuff.
What a schwitz.
Do you remember that? Like in high school, we'd go with our friends. They would have like, you're not a member, but you can get a day pass. And so you'd get like 12 different day passes because there was some high schooler that was like working the counter and you would just make up a name, but you had to fill out like 3 pages of things. This isn't even worth going.
I had a membership, so I didn't.
Rich boy.
No, I'm actually, every time I think about it, I'm shocked my parents paid for that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I really did get my money's worth. I was using it all the time, but Lifetime's fucking expensive. I'm shocked that they were probably like, no, you can just run your ass around the neighborhood.
I got that, I think, like my last, my junior or senior year. But I remember, like, they were just like, well, I guess we know where you are at least. Because we could play basketball, you could swim there, you could do all kinds of shit there. We could
drink, I got the worst sunburn of my life there. Oh, well, I see, I didn't ever drink there, but I went there one day extremely hungover with my buddy. And so we were just like hanging out in the pool, and we were only going to stay like an hour, but then more people we knew kept showing up. So eventually it was 5 hours later, we're playing volleyball. I get home that day, I am lobster red. The next morning I woke up, I had blisters all over my shoulders from being that sunburnt. I couldn't lift my arms over my head. It hurt to put on shirts. My mom had to get the aloe vera spray with lidocaine in it, so it was actually a numbing agent. It was fucking bad. That sucked.
Do you still have your you still got your hat sunburn from this weekend? I got a pretty sweet backwards hat. Like, you can see where the...
This isn't just from where this hat was. That's actually... Yeah. Yeah, it was red, white, red. We went to
the Roughnecks game Sunday, and he got a nice little hat Sunday.
The sun was only out for the fourth quarter. In 30 minutes of sun, my entire body was destroyed. So white.
You gotta wear coveralls because it covers all.
I think I'm... I've always been just ridiculously white, but now that I've spent the last 15 years not going outside in the sun and just hanging out indoors all the time, I might be the whitest person on the planet now.
Makes it worse. Yeah.
Like, there's people in Finland that look dark next to me.
You got a little tan for you now, though. You look like a golfer.
Well, the face will just go for, it'll stay red and then it'll go to white, but the arms will get a bit of a tan. That'll happen.
Yeah.
Only on my arms do I get a tan. Everywhere else, it's just like, no, you're Irish. You're going to burn and be white again.
Robert, what'd you bring in for the pre-cup segment today?
You actually brought it up already. Ted Lasso. I was just wondering if anyone's watching it. I don't feel like
I'm hearing
many people talk about it this year.
I'm caught up on it. Have you been watching it?
I have not.
Oh, well.
I'm about to start it. I was finishing New Girl before it left Netflix. Well, yeah, but it was, I started watching it one day and then I had to finish it. But I'm free now. No, I'll probably watch Ted Lasso when we're done with this.
I don't know if I like season three as much as the other two seasons, but I think it's still like ramping up to what it's going to be. It's cool to see West Ham in it, even though they're bad guys.
I've not heard much about it. Like, I heard a lot of promotion before the season started, but once it did,
nothing. Now that you mention it, same way here. I haven't heard, like, really Alex. Alex is the only one I've heard talk about it. I think everybody's kind of at the point where they're like, everyone like was excited it started, but now everyone's kind of forgot. And then we're just like, I'll wait till it's done and then I'll just binge it.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting till the season's over.
Yeah, I think that's where we are that's where I am. I don't know, maybe I'll probably wait till it's done and then binge it, but.
What I've been doing is rewatching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel in preparation for the final season.
It's coming out. Last season coming out. Yeah, it's
like you horny bastard.
Yeah, April 14th.
Same week as Lil Dicky's show comes out, so that'll be fucking dope too.
Wait, Dave comes out, I think, in 2 days. I think it's April 6th. Well,
around the same time. Shut up.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That maybe that's why I only ever watched like the first episode and a half of Miss Maisel. I liked what I saw. There's boobies.
Yeah, boobs.
Yeah.
Old timey boobies from the dames. We could call them dames back then.
The good old days when
the broads. You see?
The good old days when women listened.
Back when we had the flapper girls.
Okay, it's not that old. Flappers are in the 1920s.
No, I just like saying that. I'm trying to think of old-timey things to say in that voice. Go check it out in a Nickelodeon.
Oh, she looks like she could use a schwitz.
There we go. All right, well, solid pre-cum segment, fellas. Sorry, solid pre-cum segment. We are going to get schwitzes, though. We're going to. Let's move on to the comeback hit segment this week. It's brought to you by our good friends at Little M Shop, littleemshop.com, at Little EM Tweets and at Little EM Shop on Twitter and Instagram. Let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. When you get something from them, tag them, take a picture, tag them, and ask. We are at Pass Grade Pod. Get you some of the best air fresheners in the game. I was just taking the trash out. I always tell you guys I throw one of the Little M air fresheners down. I need to order another one so I can throw that bad boy in there, because it's been a couple months and I had some stinky trash today. And I was like, you know what? We should probably air freshen this bad boy out again. So I'm going to go head over to Little M Shop right now and do that. You can get them from anywhere between $3 and $8. They have the Little Ice and the Miami Beach scents. They are awesome. I promise you they're better than any of those baby back bitch little fucking green trees you see people hanging around there, rear view mirrors. Any order over $10 or more, you're going to get free shipping. So you get free shipping. You could also get 10% off your order when you use our promo code PTG69 at checkout. LittleMShop.com. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Get you some stickers. Get you some mirrors. Get you some custom keychains. All kinds of stuff like that. I got this Gravy Can keychain I always show you guys. You can get anything like that. If you're a Swiftie fan, maybe she's coming to Houston here later this month. You want to get your getaway car stuff, go get all kinds of T-Swift themed merch and unofficial T-Swift themed merch, that is. And then copyright free, like no copyrights. We're not breaking any laws or anything like that with Little M. But go get you some Little M Shop stuff. Let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. LittleMShop.com, LittleEMShop.com, the official sponsor of the Comeback Kid segment.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid
of the Week. The Comeback Kid of the Week, bitch.
All right. This week's Comeback Kid is the Class Police, fellas, because it's been a minute. It's been a minute. The Class Police took a little time off. What was it? Astros time? It was when the Astros won the World Series. It was like, oh, be classy. Well, they're back. After another team won a title, LSU women's basketball. Look at us, big advocate for women's basketball. You guys know we tried to start a league, a women's basketball fantasy league. The haters were out there, but you know, Pass the Gravy persisted. Pass the Gravy persisted. But yeah, we were talking women's basketball before it was mainstream. Now it's obviously mainstream. LSU beat Iowa in the women's national championship game. Caitlin Clark was Iowa's best player, and she would always do the John Cena thing where she waves her hand in front of her face. Go watch the YouTube version. Watch the YouTube version, youtube.com, Pass Grade Podcast. Search for it. Subscribe. We want 500 followers. There's 500 subscribers, please. But she would do the John Cena, like, you can't see anything. And so it was Angel Reese for LSU did that at the end of the game. She like saw Caitlin Clark, walked up to her, and did the you can't see me thing, and then pointed at her ring finger because they were winning, they were blowing them out, and they were about to win a national title. And she was kind of talking some shit. Now people were like, wow, classless. How classless is that? I saw somebody, like a local Houston dude was for the Chronicle, was like, well, Caitlin Clark's parents can go home knowing that they've raised a nice woman that would never do something like that. It's like, except she absolutely did the exact same thing. She just couldn't do the ring thing because she didn't win a championship. I don't fucking care. You don't want to get your own like gesture. Like every time that anybody has a gesture that they do, they come up with their own signature gesture. I remember when the Giants did the ball and thing. That was cool until we got sacked and then the guy jumps up and does the ball and back in your face. And you're like, fuck, you're right. That's going to come back and get me. Like that happens. That happens when you come up with a signature dance or move, the discount double check on Aaron Rodgers. That came back to bite him when he'd get sacked. Like it happens. Like you can't expect it to not happen and then like cry foul when it does. Caitlin Clark, shout out to her. She's not the one bitching. She's like, look, this is fair game. We were just playing. It brought attention to the sport. This is the most people have talked about women's basketball in a very long time. So shout out to that for like, it's bringing awareness to it, but like just a bunch of fucking blowhards just be like, that's just absolutely classless. Absolutely classless. But that's what's happening. There are also the people that may or may not be like yelling at a former president that's getting arrested, be like, you fucking piece of shit. Watch me go follow him with my phone out. That's classy, though. That's classy. Waving your hand in front of your own face and just mocking somebody's celebration move while you're winning a natty. That's classless. But like anything else, like not classless. Shut the fuck up. Nobody wants the class police. Nobody fucking likes the class police. You're a fucking loser. When you play the class game and you call somebody classes, I don't care if it is classes. You're a fucking loser. You're a fucking loser. You're a nerd and you don't have friends. All right. Get over it. Get over it. It's a fucking game. She's playing a fucking game. Most of the people doing this weren't even watching it. They weren't watching it. They saw it on some fucking clip and they were like, oh, I don't like it. Who fucking cares, man? She's a champ. You can't take that away from her. Banners fly forever. Shut up. And now, did you see this bullshit today where they were like, you know, we should invite them both to the White House. What if we had both teams go to the White House? And it's like, oh, hey, did you remember this year when the Eagles got the invite to go with the Chiefs to the White House? Oh, I forgot because they don't fucking do that. They don't fucking do that. Jill Biden, you're setting women's sports back. I know what you think you're doing is good. It's setting women's sports back by being like, hey, you don't have to compete like the men. We don't even think that you're good enough to be like where you have to win. We just think, hey, you can get to the natty. Everybody should be able to come. Let's all go. She's saying that like she's disgracing LSU's title. She's basically saying LSU's title doesn't matter because we're also going to invite everybody else. If I was LSU, I'm not going. I would say I'm not going.
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin Clark like, already was like, yeah, that's
like let the losers thing. Go. Yeah, like Caitlin Clark, I'm not shitting on her at all because Caitlin Clark's been a dog through this whole thing. Being like, look, I'll fucking do the interviews, whatever. I don't care. I'm upset we didn't win. But like, she's not been bitching about it like a lot of other people do. And when the person that it happened to isn't bitching about it, maybe shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, I've said that for years. I remember what we were at a party one time and we're probably, I don't know, 20, 21, somewhere in that range. And my good buddy called me a fat piece of shit. And this girl got really offended. She was like, that's so wrong. You shouldn't talk to him like that. Blah, blah. And I just stopped her. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I am fat and I'm kind of being a piece of shit right now. I was like, nothing he said offended me. Why are you mad? Just take it easy. Let people react for themselves and don't try and white knight for them.
That's what and, people love to be mad on other people's behalf. Dude, like, that's what people's it's the favorite dumbest thing shit is. In
the world. It's the dumbest shit in the world.
Well, because well, you I, because I then you get to assume
they can't do it.
Maybe you're like, I want to do it. You're like, I'm a straight white male, bro. I can fucking speak up for myself if I want to.
It's so dumb. Yeah. Like, okay. I don't think it was classist what she did. I think it was a weak ass move. Like, it's one, like, when Caitlin does, like, to just sit there and, like, kind of as you're walking off the court, fucking throw it up. It's one thing. To follow somebody all around the court and, like, call out to them and, like, keep following them to do it to make sure they say, okay, that's kind of weak, though.
Win the game.
I mean, she won. She gets to do what she wants. But, like, I don't know. I probably would have been celebrating with my teammates. So, like, let me make sure this other person who's really, really good sees what I'm doing to them. It was a weak move. That's really all anyone should have said. All right, that was kind of weak, but you know, you won. You get to do whatever the fuck you want. That's the rules. People are like, it's classless. That's so fucking dumb. Shut up.
See Keith Olbermann like losing his mind about it. I wanted to just be like, sir, resign, sir. Sir, resign.
Like, dude, he's the worst.
He tweeted Donald Trump every day for like a billion years.
He's the actual worst. Like, can you imagine if that was like your uncle? And you had to like see him at family things and he would say,
but everybody liked him for such a long time. And then he just became an old man just yelling at shit. And you're like, whoa, what happened here, dude?
People really haven't liked him since like 2002, dude. ESPN. When he was on Sports Center,
he was cool.
Yeah, but when was the last time that was he was good at that?
No, but that's like what I remember from when I was growing up. And he would be on Sports Center and then it was like, that guy was cool. And then it was like, now he's just the old man that yells at people about things.
I didn't even remember him from SportsCenter. I remembered him from ESPN. And then I was like, oh, yeah, he used to be on SportsCenter. And I was like, oh, yeah, he sucked then, too. He has sucked for like 2 decades now. Oh, I don't know. At least by the end of it. That's why he got fired. Because he sucked really bad.
He's just yelling at clouds now. But yeah.
He's the absolute worst.
The class police are back in full force this week. And... yeah,
Robert, I have something. Well, this is kind of like related to that with the Anthony Rendon thing with the Angels.
Didn't he like grab a fan stupid. Though?
That was just stupid. That was just stupid. The fan called you a bitch. Deal with it and walk on. You know you can't grab him by the fucking chest.
Unless you have the rule where you're allowed to fight one fan a year.
But we don't have that rule yet.
We should have that rule. The CBA, when that's up next, you should be allowed to fight one fan a year, not grab them like that. When you're like, come down on the field right now, let's go. Like, then you got to go scrap. Like, I think you get one, that would be really early in the year to burn it, though. Because Anthony Rendon seems like a guy that's kind of a hothead.
I would really love, though, like, you know, I don't really care about going to games live. It's out of my way. I'm a homebody. I'm a piece of shit. I don't want to do it. I want to go to an Angels game and call Rendon a bitch now. Fully knowing I'll get thrown out. I don't care. I just want to make it, Rendon, I want you to know that guy wouldn't admit it. I'm admitting it. You're a bitch.
Well, we'll talk about this later, Pat. But, you know, security doesn't like you saying certain words at games sometimes. We'll discuss that in the Not Cool segment.
It's kind of a bitch move by them.
Kind of a bitch move. I would also agree with you on that. But so, okay, when I read it, it was like they said like he swung at the guy and he didn't make contact. Did Rendon swing at the fan or did the fan swing and miss?
I think it must have been Rendon. I didn't see it. All I saw was the video of Rendon holding this dude by the jersey. Like, you called me a bitch. And the guy's like, no, that wasn't me. He's like, I know it was you. He's like, I don't know what to fucking tell you, man.
It would have been really funny. Like, well, I didn't initially, but now, like, whoever did was right to call you on because you just grabbed my jersey because a fan yelled bitch at you. So
if that guy was smart,
that's kind of
when Rendon had that guy by the fucking chest, if that guy was smart, he would have looked him dead in the eyes and go, bitch. Because then if Rendon punches you in the face, you just made $150,000.
Oh, yeah.
A player grabbed you, held you, and
you gotta punched you in the face. You got to get hit at that point.
And wasn't Rendon's contract like $200 million? Oh, yeah, you're getting the bag easy. You're getting one out of that.
And it was like an undisclosed fine, which I always like, where it's like it was either a fuckload and they were like, we don't want to say it was that bad, or it was like nothing and it was a slap on the wrist. But like I would want to get hit so then you could be like, he had to pay me an undisclosed amount because that was a fuckload of amount that he had to pay me. I would be obnoxious about it.
You have the right to say whatever you want to his face. He does not have the right to hit you in the face, especially in California. You can't even protect yourself in California.
And stones. He'd be like that's attempted murder in California, punching someone probably.
I think the original suspension was 5 games, and he appealed it and went down to 4. Like what? Like why appeal it there? You did it.
Video of it, don't they? Like, if they have, you can't.
Understand the appeals process in baseball because every time, every single time, it's like $5,000 fine. Well, I'm appealing it. Okay, 3. Like, what? And it's always like 24 hours later. It's not even. Mm-hmm. It's like,
That's going to take a lot of our time.
Why are you giving him 5 if you know you're just going to back it down? Just give him 4. And when he appeals it, go, no, you've got 4.
Is baseball like a traffic court where you're like, well, if I show up and contest the ticket, like maybe the cop doesn't show, and baseball
that's
is just
exactly
like,
what it is.
They're just like, fuck, we know we're not going to show. He said, it seems like he's going to come and like argue it. Yeah. Just tell him he can get 3. Tell me he can get 3, whatever. We're not going to show up anyway. So now he still has to serve it. And it's like, you get 9 or you get 3. Cause we're not going to show up to the court.
It's like football suspensions and fines for a long time made no sense because it was just Roger doing it and it was arbitrary how he felt that day. Baseball is the same exact way with their shit. It's just like, I don't know, give him something.
They just roll a dice and they're like,
he's kind of pissed about it. All right, give him a little less.
Grab a dice and roll it. Like anywhere between 1 and 6 games. All justifiable. If it's a pitcher, you got to roll it twice because he has less starts.
I don't know. It's so dumb.
But it is funny that like they like vilify like basketball is the worst about it because like fucking Kyrie Irving and Russell Westbrook, those dudes, like they don't even play basketball as much as they bitch about guys in the stands saying things. And it's like, you know, one way to get somebody to bitch at you more is to bitch about the guys yelling things at you. So you know what's going to happen the next game, bud. people are going to yell more things at you. And then when you yell at them and try and get them kicked out, even if you're successful, you know what's going to happen the next game you go to? Somebody else is going to do that. But then there's going to be six of those guys. And then there's going to be 20 of those guys. And then that whole next row is going to be doing that. Like, it's not going to get better. You just, you got to be able to play through that. Like, we get it. We get it. It's not nice.
I would
grow up. You're an adult.
I would love to go.
Adults yelling too. He's allowed to do it.
Yeah, I want to go to a game with one of them and, like, literally don't say anything except the entire game. Just go, are you going to get me thrown out? Are you going to throw me out? Never say any other insult. Just keep saying that by the second quarter. By the second quarter, the guy will sit there and be like, I don't know what to do. I want him thrown out because he's annoying me, but all he said is, are you going to throw me out?
He's not doing anything worth it. Yeah, dude, that's funny. Was it happening before a game or was it after the game?
I believe it was after they lost.
That's great.
Yeah, I believe so.
That's just get them right in the heat of the moment, too.
Which explains why Rendon is pissed off, because the guy, like, I'm pretty sure the Angels blew that game, too. I think they were up, like, too late.
Did he make, like, a bitch move?
No, somebody probably just called him a bitch because he plays on the Angels and they're all a bunch of bitches. And
like, but I get it, because, like, bitch is, like, sometimes it's, like, the most cutting just insult you could get at a time. You're like, fucking bitch. Like, no, I'm not. So I get the instinct, but bro, you're getting paid like hundreds of millions of dollars to not do that. So just don't do it.
Did you call me a bitch? Huh? Did you call me a bitch? Well, you're acting like one now.
Yeah, I am calling you one right now.
I think you've got $200 million in the bank. I should be able to call your mother a cunt and you shouldn't care. You'd be like, all right, I'm going to go home to my fucking huge house.
Yeah, let me go
hot wife.
Sleep on my pile of money. In my Rolls Royce.
You enjoy sitting in those bleachers, bud.
Right? This is the highlight of my day.
Like, obviously, I would get in bad moods, but, like, nothing a fan would say would ever catch me.
Absolutely. Like, I am being a huge hypocrite because I would probably do dumb shit if I was getting paid like that and somebody called me a bitch. Because I said, sometimes bitch is the most cutting word. Because you just, if you're just on edge and somebody calls you a bitch, it's going to make you snap. But, like, I'm also, like, because I'm not a $100 million athlete, I can be, like, be better. And that's really, kids, what we've learned is if you make a lot of money, you just got to be chill at a certain point. You got to just be, all right, whatever. I'm not going to do anything violent because it's not going to go well.
And I understand these pro, they're supreme competitors. Everything gets them on edge. That's why they're that good. And it's why I never played past high school. Because I don't fucking give a shit.
It was also like game four or five, and that's 162 game season. If he thinks that is the last time he will be called a bitch this season, he is going to be mistaken.
What is his? I typed in Rendon contract, and it had like Carlos Rendon, Anthony Rendon, but it said Anthony Rendon contracto. $245 million. He's got 245 million reasons to not give a shit about.
Yeah, I could tune just about anything out for $245 million.
7 years. That's not even one of these 13 year deals that had 7 years.
That's 200 California taxes, though.
Fucking 45. So it's probably like $45 million. They're going to take 200
million. I was going to say like 100 million of it at least.
They'll take half.
That's how you can tell I don't know taxes or shit like that, where like I've just come to the point where like you watch Big Brother, it's like, well, it's a $500,000, and I'm like, well, it's really $250,000, like after tax it's about $1 million. And it's like, I have no idea if that's accurate at all, but I'm just like, it's probably half. Who would survive $1 million? $500,000 probably. And it's like, how do you know how much they're gonna tax? Like, I don't, I'm just making assumptions. It's not the full amount. I'm being a pessimist because I didn't just win those amounts of money.
That should be the prize amount. That they shouldn't say you win $1 million. They should say after taxes, this is what you'll walk with.
That seems less exciting, though. It sounds way cooler to be like, I won $1 million before taxes.
Well, here's the thing. If you're marketing and trying to get 22-year-olds on your show, less exciting. 32-year-olds on their show, they'll be like, hold on, wait, but that's what I'm going to clear after taxes? Fuck yeah.
I could pay some rent with that. I could pay some utilities.
So I know what my final number is going to be? Okay. I mean, you give me $1 million. I'm in a state that I'm not from. I don't know what your taxes are. I have no idea how much of this I'm taking.
Yeah.
You tell me what it is post. I'm there.
Okay. So that's class, please. And then I guess, yeah, Anthony Rendon was under class police because it was classless. We can say that was classless, but
it was very classless.
I'm not going to say it was classless because, like, I get it.
Also,
like, that was a bitch move, not classless. It was bitch move, not classless. Saying classless makes you a loser. Saying it was a bitch move makes me cool.
Yeah. And he's got that bitch face with that bitch goatee. So it all bitchily goes together.
Yeah. Bitch move. Robert, say it. Say it was a bitch move.
It was a bad move.
Come on, say it. It'll feel cool. All right, moving on. Speaking of baseball, our next comeback kid is on pace guy, because that's this time of year. Did you know that pitcher that had a scoreless outing is on pace to not allow a run all season long? At one point this season, Judge was expected to hit 162 home runs. When he homered that first at bat, he's like, he might hit a million. I don't know. Maybe he does.
What's his pace now?
I don't know.
See.
I don't know. It's not that. But I do like on pace guy, and I like that SportsCenter kind of had to start backing off of it because people would just roast him for it. And it's like, well, yeah, man, they played two games.
I don't think you should be able to say anything about pace until after the All-Star break.
No, I don't think that's true. I think you got to have really a handful of games there. Yeah. Because, like, after 10 games, I think on pace kind of plays where it's like it can still be very skewed, but like that's a solid 10 games, you know?
I think you need 2 months in. 2 months to start. Because then you can start saying, well, he's on pace for this at the All-Star break.
No, because if you start off hot, like if you have 10 hot games, it's like you are pacing well. So then it is like if he keeps this up, he will. Right. It does. It never means anything, though.
That's
even later in the season, it doesn't mean anything.
Until it means something. Oh, it means something when once you have a big enough like pool of,
because you can still suck and it'll go way down.
Yeah, you can. But like when you're two games in, dude, he's hitting 600. Literally the next game he goes over 4, he's hitting 200. It's just that is stupid. But if you have enough at bats, enough plate appearances to look at after a certain time, that's what I say, you got a month or two.
Like when I've been watching, when I was watching Yankees games, like Rizzo was hitting like 425, and I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" It's been like 5 games, but like on your team, you look at that, or you're like watching the other guy come up, and you're like, "Oh fuck, dude, he's gonna kill it, dude. That guy's so... Oh, never mind. This is only the third game he started this season, and he had 2 hits and 3 at bats. It's like, oh yeah, okay, well he's not really that good, but like you get caught up on that. But it is fun to like just like look at that for the first couple of weeks. But also just on pace guy, when it goes your way, it's the best. And then if it's like against another team,
on pace for like 50 hits in the entire year.
Well, are the Phillies on pace to not win a game? Phillies might go winless this year.
Tough for that city. Tough year for that city.
They got whipped by the Yankees last night. The Yankees are fucking with me right now, and it's really making me mad. I'm not buying in on it yet, but it's like, oh, are they playing small ball this year? Uh-oh.
Who's going to be the first player on your team that you love to get injured this year?
Probably DJ LeMahieu, because he's playing really well right now.
He's just got a fun name to say, too.
LeMachine, also. And he just, like, looks like a dude. Like, he's just, like, tall, strong, and lanky, but he's not, like, jacked strong. He's just, like, that guy could throw fucking a watermelon really far.
Like, call him a bitch all the time. I fucking hate that guy.
He could win like a bunch of like farm games. Like if he went to like a carnival, like he would fucking crush carnival games. Just he's got like just like that talent out of like he looks like a baseball player, but like when you look at him, he's kind of doughy. Looks like he could just carry like fucking bags of corn around too.
Like you know that dude's the best at the keg toss at every family reunion.
Yeah, he's like a fun guy. And you're like, I mean, I can't really hate on him. He looks cool.
Actually, there's no way he's doing keg tosses. His name is LeMahieu. He's probably drinking only French wines. Won't even drink California. Nah. He's a bitch. Dude.
He's a beer guy. Beer guy for sure. Probably drinks Southern Star. I'll just send him some up there. All right. On pace, guys, back. Also back is camping because I'm an expert camper. Now 3 years in a row I've camped. I brought all my
Can
stuff.
You say you're an expert camper if you buy a tent? And then when you're leaving, you break the tent, so you throw away the tent.
Well, that was my not cool, but also it was just $60,
I don't think that's expert. Away. You can't call yourself an expert.
Though. That was one mistake the whole weekend. Everything else went
great. You're a seasoned camper now.
Expert camper.
Seasoned.
expert. Season. You wouldn't know. You're not even a camper at all.
Goddamn right, I'm not.
How'd you know how to grade my camping skills? I'm an expert. If I went on Naked and Afraid, I could probably make it because they don't even have tents there. So I couldn't break a tent. So actually, I would win Naked and Afraid.
No. I would be on Naked and Afraid for about 8 minutes. I would absolutely win it. I'd make it 8 minutes and I'd be like, I'm out. A mosquito just stung the back of my ball sack. I'm fucking out. Not doing this anymore.
I'd be sick at Naked and Afraid. I'd bitch the whole time, but I'd win. Because I would just be like, I'm not quitting. I'm not going to quit.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't quit, but you would be disqualified because they'd be like, all right, he needs medical attention.
No, I wouldn't. I would just starve.
He ate poison ivy.
I would just eat what I had to have to survive.
You wouldn't be able to find anything to eat.
Well, I would. It's the jungle, dude, or wherever they would set me in the wilderness. I'd be able to survive.
You're a jungle.
I would be I would become the jungle.
I am the jungle.
I am the jungle. Alex Jungle Middleton.
I can see you like just ripping off your microphone and yelling, I am the jungle, and running off into the trees and production being like, oh fuck. He signed his waivers, right?
Yeah, but they would have to follow me because it's the job at that point. I'd win that game probably. Because you can't vote somebody out. Like Survivor, I'd get voted out because that'd be annoying. If you could just like, if it's like just last, I could last.
I don't think you could.
I bet I would.
Watch. You can't build a fire. There's no way you can build a fire from scratch.
Should I get build a fire? Yeah. You just go with glasses on. I saw it on the first season of Survivor. You go with glasses on, you use that, you catch the sun.
Then you're not naked. You're not naked.
Though. You're allowed to if you need glasses. You're allowed to take glasses.
You don't need them, though.
Well, I would say I did.
See, now you're lying. Now you're cheating.
I would go to a doctor and be like, technically I do. I was prescribed them by a doctor so I could be wearing them.
A style doctor.
Well, like an actual doctor. Like when I was in college, it was hard for me to see in the back of the class. Now I don't sit in the back of a class anymore. So,
was your teacher John Cena?
Was always, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very hard to see.
Several semesters. Yeah. Several semesters. But yeah, I would I'd be able to do it. I watched enough Survivor. They do it. Sometimes they give you Flint, so you're good.
You couldn't even do it with Flint.
When we gave you Flint, I fucking definitely did.
You can't use Flint for shit.
You don't know shit about Flint.
Except you're Flintless.
Next comeback in, final one this week is Easter. Because it's fucking Easter time, gang. And really, I just brought that up because that's what we're going to do our mock draft of. Our mock draft is going to be of Easter candy. So we were trying to decide, and I was like, well, it is topical. And I think Robert was like, there's not that many Easter candies. And I was like, what? There are very similar Easter candies, but there's like a million Easter candies. Mm-hmm. If you really think about it.
All I have is like a list of five. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's a trash list.
Don't worry, because I have a long list. I have plenty. For the honorable mention segment. Now, before we do that, we have to do a recap of last week. We did our mock draft of fours. I won that one with 46% of the vote. Robert was in second with 37%, and Pat was third with 17% of the vote. So wins on the season. I now tie Robert for first place. 2.5 wins apiece. 2.5 wins apiece. I was not on my phone all weekend. I had like you know how your phone gives you the report of like how much time you were on it all week? Like my screen time was down like 33% because I was camping and didn't really touch my phone. It was just like no screen time.
That's not why I call shenanigans, because we had done that before. And I fully believe that both of you looked at our previous answers and my dumbass just didn't remember. I picked two of the same ones I had from the previous one. You showed me that.
Yeah, we did. I did show him on Sunday. Score. I was like, we did do this. So, because I was trying to save it, and in my Pass the Gravy folder, it was like, there's already one with this name. And I was like, huh.
Oh, what did we pick? I didn't know we had done
it before. You hit Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was what you picked first.
Yeah, I think that was the only one that was a new one on the list. I think all of the rest of them were the same shit we picked this time. Now, not everybody had the same ones, but like, I had Brett Favre last time. And I had South Park. That's why I assumed you had looked.
No, I hadn't seen it. I didn't know we had done it either.
Oh, no, but so but because Robert and I tied that one week, we have a half a win apiece. Pat is
the one second. The one that I threw because I was cocky and up 2-0.
Pat's in second with 2 wins. So we are up by him for a half a game. This week, we're going to do the reverse from last week's finish. So Pat's going to go first, and it's going to go Robert, then me, then Robert, then Pat, Pat, Robert, me, Robert, Pat, because it is a snake draft. All right. I feel like we have to preface, like, do we have to say brands? There's some, because I feel like there's some where you got to say brands, and then there's some where it's like, you just say it and you know what it is.
Yeah, I think we'll know.
All right. All right. So Pat, why don't you lead us off? 1-1 mock draft of Easter candy.
I mean, this is easy. It is the Easter candy. It is the chocolate bunny.
Do you want to go solid or hollow on that one? So I think you can go both.
See, this is my issue with Easter candy. Is that they're all the same thing.
Then just go chocolate bunny. We'll give you chocolate bunny. I didn't know if we were going to debate that.
Here's the thing. Anybody that picks the hollow bunny anyway is an idiot. Oh, I want a chocolate bunny, but I want less chocolate. That's so fucking stupid.
Okay. See, I got in an argument with somebody the other day that was saying that the hollow bunny is better. And I was like, why? Why would you want less? And they're like, yeah, it's harder to bite into. It's like, yeah, it's better though, because you get to eat it for like 4 days.
I get more chocolate.
Yeah.
Just get a smaller bunny then, you dumbass.
Right? No, good pick. It's a solid pick.
Chocolate bunny. It's got to be 1-1.
All right, Robert, what you got?
I'm going to go with, I guess if we're going brands, the Reese's eggs.
That's what I had second, Reese's eggs.
Yeah, that would have been my one. Reese's eggs. Damn it, that's good. That's a good one. All right, so I was hoping I was going to be able to get Reese's eggs and the Cadbury eggs, because Cadbury eggs fuck. I don't care what people say about them.
Cadbury eggs, that was my number three. That was my number three.
I also think I got to go Hershey Kisses eggs, like the little, like the little ones. They're just like the exact same thing. They just, you don't have to pull the top out. The Hershey Kisses eggs. Fuck.
Yeah, they're good.
Go with those. All right, back to you, Robert.
All right, so you took Cadbury and Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to go with the classic Peeps.
See, you might get dinged for that, because there's people that's a love or a hate thing. You know, you're the biggest Peeps fan, or just you think they're disgusting.
The Peeps bunnies, I'm not a huge fan.
To hear that.
I don't care from either way. Next one, I'm going to take the Butterfinger eggs, because those are even better than the Hershey's.
The Nest eggs, Butterfinger Nest eggs.
Those ones. And then my third pick, the Starburst jelly beans. Great Easter candy.
I didn't know if that was going to go at all. And I was like, if I can snag that in the last round, I think that wins it immediately in the last round. That's a good call, though.
Those two are like probably my two actual favorite kids, because I don't really get a chocolate bunny anymore because I'm not a little kid. But anytime I see the Butterfinger eggs, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then just that's really the only time of year I eat jelly beans, is those jelly beans.
That works. That plays.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go with the M&Ms.
Easter M&Ms?
Yeah, Easter M&Ms.
Which are just M&Ms, but just the colors of Easter.
Yes.
Or gray, if you're Robert.
There's colors to Easter?
Yeah, right. It's gray and black and white. It's, you're good. You're not missing too much. Okay. I'm going to go. Fuck. Snickers eggs. Those that I like Snickers Fox. And I mean, they're fairly new to the game. I feel like I don't remember them from when I was a kid as much. Those were dope. And then the little, I'm just going to go all eggs. Those little mini eggs with the hard shell, the chocolate inside. Those were always like my parents would always throw those in the Easter basket, so they kind of just floated around, and like that's what I always remember. Like, I don't know the brand of them. Just mini eggs. All right. Back to you, Robert, for your last pick.
Ooh, this is tough. I kind of just want to go random. Can I go pork candy?
It's on Easter candy.
Hey, you can't eat pork on Easter, can you?
Isn't that like can't one you? Of the...
I'm sure you can, but it's on Easter candy.
All right. Cotton candy. What about that?
You know, it's the same colors. I'll allow that.
Yeah, I'll allow it. That plays.
That's Easter colors.
Maybe you go to an Easter carnival. They probably have it there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Easter. It's just. I mean, I can think of a few, you know, guys. No, none at all. Yeah, well, cotton candy plays.
All right, I'm going cotton candy then.
I'm very happy this one made it to me. The Whopper little mini Robin eggs, where it's like with the candy coating on. Dude, you just pop those and fucking crunch away.
Yeah, those are dope. That's a good.
Those
that's
are
a good pick.
Super dope, dude.
That's a good pick. Okay, that's a solid draft, fellas.
It's a good draft.
Solid, strong drafts by all of us, I believe. All right, let's run through them before we get to honorable mentions. Pat had chocolate bunnies, Butterfinger nest eggs, Starburst jelly beans, and the Whopper Robin eggs. Robert had Reese's eggs, Peeps, Easter M&Ms, and cotton candy. I had Cadbury eggs, Hershey Kisses eggs, Snickers eggs, and mini eggs with the little hard outside shells. So, all right. With that, I was deciding between the mini eggs, the Whopper's eggs, and then marshmallow eggs. But they're not always like I don't always like them. Remember the marshmallow, like the chocolate outside and the marshmallow mm-hmm. inside. Those were dope. I thought.
Sometimes you got to be in the mood.
Not always though.
Jordan almonds. People will shit on them. I think they're fucking great. Love a good fucking coated almond.
Yeah, I like those later in life more than I did as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. As a kid, I didn't really fuck with them, but my palate has adapted.
Yeah, I guess that's why they were way lower down on my list. I had just regular jelly beans, but I figured once you took the Starburst ones, those were the better jelly beans anyway. So I was like, I could have just said jelly beans. And I was like, I don't know if that plays.
I came across this, and I've never actually seen it before in my life. Have you ever had bunny corn?
Is it just like Easter colored cotton or candy corn?
Yeah, I've never even seen it.
I've never had it. I didn't know that was what it was called. Then they also had the Kinder eggs that come with like the little toys in them. That was kind of later in the game.
Oh yeah,
I feel like as well. But I was like, I don't know how many people know what that is. I think it was Kinder eggs.
There should be commercials for those all the time. They look fucking awesome.
But I also think like Cadbury egg was a strong pick because like they are like
you get the cream and the caramel.
Well, that too. But then like Corona Light does the exact same Christmas commercial every year where it's the Christmas lights on the palm tree and is the
mm-hmm.
and it's they haven't like redone it. That's the same commercial they ran in 1995. Cadbury has had the exact same commercial since like 1980, and it's like everybody loves Cadbury cream eggs, and it's like old and fucking like looks like you're watching it on a VHS. Yeah, like they're like, hey, we're not changing shit up, this is what you get. And people are like, yep, I'm in for it.
We nailed this commercial in 1982. We are not changing shit.
We don't need to change shit. All the animals in this are dead, by the way. Still using them. We're not paying more animals. It's cruel.
They were a company that like, all right, we're going to make one commercial and that's it. Like, oh, you meant better this year? And the president's like, no, we're ever. Making one commercial. We are a one commercial fucking company.
What if the technology changes? I don't care. I don't fucking care, dude. Do it.
Like, you see, it makes it stand out now because you're like, wow, this looks like shit. Aw, I remember this commercial. I've been watching
it for 32 years. I want to go buy some Cadbury eggs. It makes you think that. But yeah,
I want to eat a little egg, the chocolate egg with jizz in it.
I feel like we nailed most of those. I don't think there's too many more honorable mentions unless you got any other ones. But
I mean, the only other one I saw was
there are weird niche ones. Yeah.
But I mean, at that point, you're just like, all right, well, then we're just going to take little just chocolate egg. And we have already said that like in three different companies. So.
Right. Right, but yeah, solid one. We're going to put the graphic up on Friday. You can vote for it. And then I think we have three more mock drafts to crown a champion for this season. Let's move on to the Not Cool segment. Pat, will you tell our friends, everybody about our friends at Southern Star? Because a lot of things in this world are not cool. Southern Star is never one of those things. They're always the coolest.
Always. They're beer for people who like beer and beer for people who don't like beer.
They'll put Robert, they'll put you in a beer that you like, huh? Oh, that would be a great idea for them. Make like a shitty like car commercial, but like just do it with beers. Come on down. We'll find the beer that fits you and your family. I'd watch the shit out of that. But yeah, right now I still had a couple left of these Storm the Beaches, the Salt and Lime Lager that they did in conjunction with 5x5 Brewing and what was that Lorelei Brewing. It's a great hot day beer. It's super hot outside. I just need a little beer to quench my bam. Quenches your thirst every single time. I still got about half case over here of the Texas Punch IPA. Goes down super fucking smooth. That's the one that I love the most when I get my cold pint glasses out of the freezer. That's the beer I go to put with that. It's a little hot right now, but if you're still a stout guy like me, it's never too hot for a stout. I'll crush at least one of those a week. Got a bunch of pumpkin beers for when I'm feeling just a little fucking spicy. My hot girl summer phase, I'm like, ooh, they like pumpkin spice lattes. I like pumpkin beers. Something for everybody. What is it? What is this one over here? I still got empty sitting around here. Oh no, that's another Storm of the Beaches. I'm gonna drink that one next. Fucking great. No matter what you like, you want to, you like mimosas? You like mimosas? Sunday brunch. Bam. Basically mimosa and a beer right there. You just need a no frills, just straightforward, great beer that's gonna get the job done. Bombshell Blanc.
Something for everybody. We are not lying. 3525 North Fraser Street. Go up to the brewery. Check them out. Let them know you're part of the Gravy Gang. Shout out Brandon Davis, Texas Cat Daddy to us on this podcast. He said he went up there. He was wearing a Pass the Gravy shirt. They were asking about the podcast. So shout out to him for maybe bringing some new people into the pod. But he said he had a great time. They hooked him up. He was leaving with a couple cases of beer. Said it's always a great time at Southern Star. He's not lying. If you're drinking a Southern Star, take a picture of it. Tag them at Southern Star Brewing Co. and at Southern Star BC on Twitter and Instagram. Tag us. We're at Pass Gravy Pod. Let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. Southern Star Brewing Company, the official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy and the Not Cool segment.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
All right, our first listener submitted one. If you have a not cool you'd like to submit to us, we take viewer listener ones. Hit us up at Pass the Gravy Pod, hashtag PTG not cool is how you find them. Anything that makes you say, hey man, that's not cool. You stub your toe, that's not cool. You get run over by a bus, also not cool. There's varying degrees, and then we're going to pick some of the best ones each week to read to you. We only got a couple of them. We are recording early, so I guess some of you guys didn't. We didn't tell anybody we were going to record early either. We didn't even know ourselves
Nikki.
We were recording early until yesterday. So, got a couple. David Ruiz at David underscore Ruiz 90 on Twitter says his not cool is Wi-Fi going out at work. Looks like I'm not getting any work done today.
Yeah, that's like, why.
Cool if you like can leave though. But I believe he's a teacher, so he probably still has to stay there. Because like there's nothing worse than when you're like, well, like, what do I do? Well, like, okay. Now I'll just sit here, I guess, because I can't get on to do anything. Like, that's the worst.
Like, or I mean, if you like
can't
work
kill
in
time
office
by watching YouTube or anything, like you can't do that. You can't watch Pass the Gravy on YouTube to kill time because Wi-Fi is down.
I mean, even if they don't let you leave, if you work in an office, you're like, all right, well, whatever, we can't do anything because we can't access email. So then you're just like, all right, let's all just hang out, just kind of fucking chill today. It's whatever. He's a teacher. It's like, well, I still gotta teach these dumbass
fight
kids
club.
Something.
Make a fight club with the kids. Kid fight club.
You still got to do something. So you're like, oh, this sucks. Now all I got to do all day is hear these kids bitch about my internet's not working on my
phone.
Who
knows what
good.
An uppercut is? Huh? Well, why don't you show him?
Hammer fist.
Come on, guys. Let's do this. Let's work on grappling today.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We don't condone violence with children. We don't.
I can't imagine what children are like without internet now. Like, they've got to be just assholes.
Wild, yeah.
I feel like I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm like, just fucking put them on your desk.
Just get them a football. There. Tell them to go outside and let them play 22v22 like we used to do at recess where you only have the quarterback throw it to his friends because that's just how it worked. That was the hierarchy. We're like, I'm not friends with the quarterback. He's not going to – and like, you just run routes all the way as far as you can and nothing ever happens. It's like, well, that was recess.
Oh, tell them to go outside and play jackpot.
But then, yeah, that works.
That was
too.
The best game.
But then it was also
just throwing up in the air.
Was the quarterback. And so then you're like, I'm getting the ball so many fucking times. Pat's going to throw the ball to me all the goddamn time because he's my friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm only throwing it to people that I know can catch.
Yeah, that's what that would be everybody's excuse to be like, well, you've never seen him. Yeah, I don't know that guy.
I'm open. I don't know if you can catch. Shut up. You intercept the ball from the other team, then I'll throw it to you.
But yeah, that sucks, David. T's and P's, bro. Hopefully it's back by now. Ashley writes in and says, she's Ashley Wilkins at Buster Healer Mix on Twitter. She says she got a flat tire and had to walk the rest of the way home.
You don't have a spare?
Maybe it was close to the house.
Does everyone here know how to change a tire?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone should look like it's not hard.
I mean, I don't know if you guys heard. I'm a big car guy on this podcast.
It's time consuming.
I did change a woman's tire for a couple weeks ago and basically saved her life in my parking garage.
You told yourself that, bud.
Mechanic. Ashley should have hit me up. I'm a great, I could have helped you. I'm a big car guy. I know her husband owns a garage though. So
pretty she sure probably could have taught you control. How to fold up your tent.
She probably could have. Although like those just, it was an honest mistake, which I'll start with. Cause that was my not cool. T's and P's Ashley. But yeah, my not cool. Sorry, one of them was that I broke the tent that I spent $60 on to go camping with. It was a cool tent. I really enjoyed it. It was fucking dope. It did everything it was supposed to do. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you read like Amazon reviews. You just ever read them and like, man, this seems like a really specific review. And all the negative reviews were just very specific instances, I would assume, because it was like, there was no leaks. It rained, didn't get wet. It was pretty easy to set up. It was very easy to break down. I just fucked up when, so like to try and explain it as quickly as I can, because I know a lot of people don't care, but like you would unfold it and like all of the poles you had to bend and then snap the poles. And I thought I had bent and snapped all of them. And I had done that to every single one, but one of them. And then when I tried to fold the tent up again, I just heard it pop. And then I just saw that part of the bar was just broken. So I was like, well, that's bad. And Pat was like, you probably could have just duct taped that. And I was like, yeah, no, looking back, I definitely could have just probably duct taped that, but.
Or given it to a homeless person. Yeah.
Yeah, or giving it to a homeless person. But then I would have to carry it and lug it. So I was trying to fly.
Also,
I
have to assume that homeless people check the trash at campgrounds. There has to be a bunch of good
camping. It wasn't at a campground. It was like somebody's land, though.
Oh.
It's their friends. It's not like they're not going to just wander to that land. If they do, it's a really long wander. Yeah, I wouldn't wander that far back. Also, you get shot. Yeah, I wouldn't wander that far back. Also, I learned in Lake Limestone there's like a gun cult. That sounded interesting. I didn't learn this like myself by like firsthand knowledge, but somebody there was like, "Yeah, across the lake they have a gun cult," and I was like, "That's cool."
What exactly is a gun cult?
A cult that is about guns.
I mean, it sounds really fucking cool. I'm gonna be
honest. It sounds cool, but it also sounds like it could be bad.
Do they just like gun? Is it a gun club? Like, is it that like they call it a gun cult?
A militia?
Pray to the guns? A gun cult
that
would be
wild.
The guns.
They fuck the guns.
Our Glock, who art in heaven, pistol be thy name. Like AK-47. I don't know. I ran out of guns. I know.
Hey, you guys, pretty good.
not my best. I started off with Glock. I should have started off with something else. Actually, you know what? I should know more because I've been playing the new Call of Duty.
DDT Devastall. It's a DDT Devastall. That was on GoldenEye. I remember that. Golden Gun, Laser. It's a PP7.
Deagle. The Deagle, dude.
Yeah, PP7. The Saw.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Call of Duty gun.
M4. P90.
There you go. Yeah, I think this is just called, we named guns, but... We're going to mock draft of guns next week. We'll do that one. That'll be fun for a lot of people.
I would definitely do that. Scar, dude.
Dude, we'll do that next. Let's do that next week. And then like Gravy Gang, like y'all go in on it and just on the posts online, you're just like, oh, wow. How could you at a time like this?
I thought you were going to say, let's do it and hope there's not another shooting next week.
Great point. Okay. Maybe we holster that. See what I did there?
Ooh.
Maybe we holster that one.
We'll do favorite gun terms.
All right. But yeah, I broke that camping. I mean, I felt pretty manly going into the weekend and all weekend long. It was like fucking, like, I wasn't sharing a tent with nobody. I'd shared my friend Tyler's tent because he had a big ass tent. And like, this was like, I'm really just like roughing it on my own. You know, cooking over a fire is always fucking cool. And like, I didn't make any crazy meals or anything. I just fucking got brats that Pat and I finished before going to a football game. They got brats, just got to hold those over a fire. That's fucking cool as fuck, right? Like, that always just makes you feel like a caveman. Like, I need to eat meat because I'm a man. That's how this goes.
Fire and meat.
Yeah.
The earliest source of man culture.
Exactly. So that was me just being a guy, being a dude.
Back then, it was just a bunch of cavemen standing around a fire with sticks, and one guy is just sitting there like, oh, you should turn over your stick. He's like, shut up, I've done this before. I know how to grill on my own fire. Right?
If you don't want this stick to go through your stomach, then you better shut up, and you won't get any. Then you'll be getting cooked next. All right, last one I had, though. I had one more, and that was security at the Roughnecks game. Specifically, one security guard. I will not name his name. Mostly, I also don't know his name, but if I did, I don't dox. We don't dox on this podcast.
We'll just call him a bitch.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I could say it was a classless move. You know, we were just actually kind of talking about like fans and what they're allowed to yell. Now, like, I did not say bitch. I did not say the word bitch. There was the first Roughnecks game. We did say things like that. And we had one of them go get a cop. And the cop was like, hey, not allowed to curse. If a kid can't hear it, then you can't do that. And I was like, anything else is good, though. Got it. So the Roughnecks sucked. They've now gone 0-3 since starting 4-0. But we booed them. I was booing them. I was telling Wade Phillips that he was a bad coach and he sucked. But I was not being vulgar. And this dude was our buddy for a while. He was pretty chill with us for like the first quarter
was chill.
First quarter was chill with us. And then at some point he's like, you can't be saying that, man. And I was like, what? And he was like, you can't be booing and stuff. And I was like, I absolutely can be booing. I can absolutely be booing. This is not a full stadium. And like, they're playing poorly. Are you watching what's going on the field? I can boo that. And he was like, you can't be doing that. It's not appropriate. And I was like, that doesn't play. That argument doesn't play. And I was basically, no, I'm going to boo. I'll boo. I paid for my ticket. I'll boo if I want. And then I was like, I had to drop the I'm a part owner thing. I could call Dwayne. Nobody had any idea who Dwayne was. Like, it's The Rock. Ever heard of him? But like, yeah, then this guy just like kept being like, well, would you let me go get my supervisor? And it was several different instances where he was like, you got to stop that. And I was like, I'm not going to stop. And I just started kind of ignoring him. And then he was like, he said something to at one point. He's like, you're getting aggressive with me. And I was like, I'm not getting aggressive with you. I'm just telling you that I'm allowed to boo. And I was like, you're the one being aggressive with me because you're the one shouting up at me. And he was like, well, would you like me to go get my supervisor? I was like, I don't really care, man. Cause he kept like threatening that he could get me kicked out. That game wasn't that full. And like, I don't think they would have kicked me out anyways. I would have been like, all right, they're losing. I'll just go home and watch them lose at home. But it, like, he was being a dick, was he not? And like, Quentin was there. I know Glam was there. I wasn't even that drunk either because I had come back from camping that morning. We didn't have time to pregame, so we were fairly sober that whole game. I mean, it's fourth quarter, I got louder, but like, see, what he didn't realize is like, it's just gonna get worse for you. It's like we were saying with Russ, like that guy. With Russell Westbrook, where he's like, that you can't say that. You can't say that. I was like, all right, well, now I'm gonna boo more because I'm not allowed to boo. And he had his supervisor come talk to me, and it wasn't his supervisor. He then went and like told a cop, and the cop came. It was like, you can't be saying inappropriate things. I was like, I'm booing. And she was like, you're just booing. And I was like, yeah, I'm allowed to do that. And she didn't disagree with me. And I was like, shouldn't he be focused on the game and not some guy that's just standing here? Like, I feel like he's zeroing on me, and I feel like I'm being like, he's being the aggressor in this situation. And I kind of flipped it around, and you could tell he kind of had a little like talking to with her. And I read lips once a week on the morning show, and I could read her say, I don't know what you want me to do. I could read her lips say that to him. And then he was just staring at me, and I was just like, no, new rule in our section, no eye contact with this guy.
That was the best part.
And like, anytime he'd walk by, I was just like, shh. Because he was like, you're being aggressive with me. And I was like, I'm not being aggressive to anybody. I'm just saying, shh, I'm not directing. You don't know who I'm directing it at. I'm absolutely directing it at that guy. But like, I was like, this guy went from like, I'm going to fucking scare this dude and get him to shut up, to oh no, now the whole section's fucking just doing this shit. And I was like, shh, watch out, we got a snitch, got a snitch, snitch, snitch. No eye it contact was, though. And like Pat was like, dude, that guy's just fucking staring daggers at you.
I was dying laughing. Like I'm standing right next to, for those that don't know, we're in the second row. So we're like 4 feet away from this guy. Alex is just antagonizing the
I'm a part owner. I'm beloved by the fans. Not
but no, you were antagonizing him, but it was his fault. Like, so Alex, every time the guy would walk back by our, Alex would just turn and start yelling to everyone, no big eye contact. Everyone, no eye contact. Stop it. And at one point, the guy, there's a bench right underneath us against the wall. He puts one foot up on that, puts both his hands on his hips, and he's got sunglasses on, is just staring right at us. As Alex is turning his head away into the air, going, no eye contact, no eye contact, no eye contact. I'm fucking dying laughing.
But then also pointing out, like, shouldn't you be watching the field? What's going on in the field? Every time he would argue, it was like what are you doing on the field? Like, why are you watching me? Why are you watching me? I'm not causing a problem.
The I'm best was the supervisors. Because
they were what?
I know it. Like, he talked to them and like off to the side. Then they walked over by us, but like not next to the wall next to us. They were over by the bench. I know exactly what they're doing. They're doing exactly what I've done. Where as a manager, you have to go talk to a table, but like it's about some bullshit. So you like okay, you start moving, but you don't go right to them first because you have to mentally prepare yourself for the
and you have to make sure that the bullshit's really happening. That's happening, and like you, so, like that, you could tell that guy overhyped what we were doing. He's like, they're being rude. They're doing this, and she was like, I think they're just kind of watching the game and like they're interacting with the game. We weren't directing it at any specific, like Wade Phillips, I said sucked, but he did suck. He was also across the field. We were allowed to boo. I paid for tickets to boo.
I could tell she thought we were heckling the opposing team because it was right in front of us.
We were actually getting along with the other team. They were loving us.
I was like, I said to her, because she's talking to Alex, I go, ma'am, he's not yelling that. We're booing our own team. And I said that and she was like, oh, really? She thought we were yelling at the other team.
Yeah, I kept saying, are you watching this game? What's going on?
I was like, I'm talking to the players, but I'm just talking with them. He's booing our team because we suck. I was like, you can ask the players. We're not saying anything bad. Because I was having a good time with the opposing team the whole time. I didn't care enough about our team to actually heckle these guys. So I was just like making fun of their names in ways that made them laugh. That's how I entertained myself.
Was like the first team that kind of realized, like, hey, when we're heckling, you just like kind of play into it. And like they were like laughing at, like, Pat was calling the dude Umbop that was last named Hanson.
Yeah.
He was making fun of like last names. And like they were just laughing at
each other.
They were buying into it. And then when one of them, they were celebrating when they scored a touchdown, we were just like, hey, don't do that. I don't like that. And like they were like, all right, these guys are fucking weird, but okay. But it was just like that guy was
around and laughing the whole game.
That funny security guy just tried to fucking like ruin everything. And it was like, you're going to threaten to kick me out because I'm just not going to tell you I'm not booing. I'm going to boo. I'm allowed to do that, dude. But yeah, fuck that guy. It backfired. I will offer him a peace offering. I'll be like, we good, dude? Like when we go back to the final home game, but
not we, you.
Oh yeah. Well, you can go too.
Well, I see. Although here's what I thought.
Jinx. You are a jinx.
It was our first ever home loss, and I was there. I'm the bad luck guy. I can't go back.
That's true. Yeah, you're not allowed to ever go again.
Yeah, I will take that punishment as to support our team.
But I feel like I had like the gravy game that was there. Quentin and Glamour, like you guys could say, like, yeah, I guarantee they're like, yeah, Alex wasn't really the instigator in this. I didn't instigate. Until I was instigated upon.
You did not instigate, you antagonized.
Start it. I kept it going though.
Yeah. Everything you did was just.
I'm not just gonna back down. I'm not gonna back down. But yeah, those are my knuckle. That guy was being kind of a dick was not cool. And then I broke a tent.
Yeah. What would you guys do? I got sunburned during 30 minutes of direct sunlight burns me pretty bad now. Like, it doesn't hurt, but it's like really red. And just the balls of them to sell beers for $10 a pop.
Yeah, we spent like $100, I feel like, in that game just on beer. Dude,
I dropped 50 right away. I got two beers for each of us and a Gatorade, and that was like $46 right there. I was like, what the fuck?
This is fun. I love this.
Hey, when there's only 3,000 people in the stands, they got to make the sun.
But hey, as a part owner, I would love it. I love that we're making money. It's just, I hate it for the fans.
And it just, well, and it really sucked because our starting quarterback was injured, but we didn't know that. We just kept booing the backup and bitching. Well, he still sucked.
You could have put the third string in. You could have put the third string in.
He should have. I will not forget. 15 of 32 for 106 yards, under 50% completion.
Cole McDonald, fuck you, dude. As a part owner of your team, wide fuck open you.
Slants. Just missing you, wide Cole. Open slants all day. It was like watching
garbage.
Dak.
It's garbage. It's
terrible. But yeah, that's just why I burn really, really easy.
Yeah.
So I gotta buy sunscreen.
What you got?
I've been telling Sam about the pitch clock in the new baseball season, how like games are going so much faster. They're like 25 minutes
less
time. And I watched the opening day game. Like that one went pretty fast. Astros lost, but whatever. And Monday was the fifth game of the season. And I went to that game. And of course, that one's the one that goes to extra innings and doesn't go by fast at all. So here I am, all previous four games telling someone, like, you know, this pitch clock's actually kind of cool. It actually goes by so much quicker. The one game we go to so far is like, nah, you're going to extra innings. It's going to be a 3.5 hour game. Not quick at all.
But dude, is none of you at all? Like, I guess it's fucking late though, and it's on a weeknight. Like, if it's a Saturday, you're like, free baseball, yes. But then, like, also, like, it's a high stress situation because, like, we could lose at any second now.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't know. I always feel like free baseball though. We get a little bit extra. This is nice.
One of the things that I like pointed out specifically to Sam was like, yeah, people, we can go during the weekdays because they won't end super late. So let's go during the weekday. And no. So yeah, normally I would be like, yeah, extra innings. Yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
That's an enigma. You get one more of those though. So like you got to go, you got to take it to another one and you just got to hope that one doesn't go extra. It's like you got to find a shitty team that they're playing. Wait till the Pirates come to town or something.
They were playing the Tigers. They hadn't won a game
good
yet.
Good point. But that, you know what that means is that they would do.
Yeah, I guess so.
So are the Phillies due?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
We got to see Alex Bregman's first hit of the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Nice. Took him five games.
He was waiting for you.
Fifth one's the charm.
You're on his 100th home run.
Hey, think about it. To start his career, he was over 27 before he got his first hit, and then he fucking took off like a goddamn rocket ship. He just needs one.
Mm-hmm. I saw Jordan's home run went in the bullpen, so it wasn't like a fan that got it. But Rod on the morning show today was like, "What would you if you caught somebody's like 100th home run ball? What would you want for it if they were like, hey, we'd like this? Like, you go sign ball. I want a picture, at least, and then I want like a couple game tickets.
You know what? I would be. I'd take some tickets."
I think you ask high.
It's the 100th ball.
But if somebody ever comes up to you and is like, hey, this is this number ball for somebody, or this is this meaningful ball, and like, unless it's like a fucking Barry Bonds, like record breaking home run or some shit like that, then I'm fucking auctioning it, obviously. But like, if it's just like this is a memento to a player, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Like, can we offer you something? Like, and I'm sure they come with like an offer already, but like, can I get a signed ball and a picture with the player? Like, that'd be cool. Just so you can have, like, if you had a picture with the player that you got it, that like did it, you're like, look, this guy hit this ball, hit this home run and I caught this. Like, that would be a cool story to say. You get the story out of it, then a ball. Let me come back and watch you.
I'd be like, can I get like four tickets and eight free beers?
Oh, you could ask for beers. I don't even know if I'd go beers. I think you just ask for like, you ask for a signed ball because you get a trade. I want a traded ball, but I want this ball signed.
I want to go to a game and spend $0. Like, if they throw in parking too, I bet. I go to a game with a couple buddies. You grab some beers. Hopefully, one of them doesn't drink, so that's two extra beers for me. Actually, fuck them. All eight beers are for me. My friends can buy their own beers.
Yeah, I spend $11.
You spend $11? That's not bad.
$11.
Did you get it through work?
Did.
Nice. I think you had more work Astros tickets than I've ever had then.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, they're my team. You feel like if they were the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was gonna say, how many times have you asked, Robert?
I've asked Alex. A couple times, yeah. I was asked No.
Oh, and you asked for suite tickets? Yeah, I guarantee you, Robert.
Well, because usually they have the suite, and it's always like, oh, no, that's for so-and-so. And then, like, one time they, like, threw it to me when I was at, I worked at the sports station, and they're like, hey, if you guys want to go, we got the suite tonight. And I was like, yeah, the suite every night, but okay. Like, I was part-time, so I was like, this is a big deal. And like, they didn't have like the food service in the suite either. So it was just kind of like, here, which was still cool. It was a suite, but
yeah,
like, I don't ever get offered those tickets. Not that I would go a lot of times. Like, I felt weird. Like, they're like, you're going to opening day. I was like, that's not my team. I feel like that's like stolen valor going to another team's like opening day when they're celebrating a championship.
I mean, it's not, but it's also just like, dude, it's opening day. That's like the biggest pain in the ass day to go. You know, the parking's going to be terrible.
But also, I could watch. I was watching all of the games on my fucking iPad and computer and TV. So I was like, I'll just do all that instead.
Right.
Yeah, it is fun that baseball's back and just getting into like the swing of like, oh yeah, I fucking hate that guy. This guy's in a different team. Don't like him.
All day.
And who do you hate on the Astros right
baseball
now?
Too.
Do you hate anybody yet? This season? No. Mm-mm. I'm trying to figure out who I hate.
On the Astros or on the Yankees?
On the Yankees.
On the Yankees.
Yeah.
I hate your new shortstop. Fuck him. Volpe? I just want him to suck. He's living his lifelong dream. He's a Yankees fan. He grew up watching Jeter, dreamed of being the shortstop of the Yankees. Makes opening day roster. He's what, 21, 22?
Yeah.
I hope all his dreams fail and he sucks.
Don't say things like that.
Well, fuck him. He's a Yankee. I hope fucking Garrett Cole goes fucking 2-13 this year. Fuck him. I said that the other day, and someone goes, did you like him on the Astros? It's like, I fucking loved him on the Astros. I think Garrett Cole is like one of my favorite dude, but he went to the Yankees. That's automatic. Fuck you. I love Johnny Damon when he went to the Yankees. Fuck you. It's automatic. I don't have anyone. Give it time. The person that everyone's going to hate will be a bullpen arm. It's always a bullpen arm that you end up hating.
Yeah, because you see him all the time. You're like, God damn it, that guy. Not again.
He could be like 12-2. But the only two times you remember him pitching or him blowing things, you'll be like, fucking don't trust him. I hate him. Like, he's got a 0.14 ERA. Doesn't matter. He blows it when I watch.
Yeah.
I think maybe for the Astros right now, people don't like Mauricio Dubon.
Oh, that's just like, it's not Altuve.
Yeah.
I don't think people dislike him. They're just like, what the fuck, man?
I would say Josh Donaldson's probably the guy I hate on the Yankees. But like, I don't hate him that much right now because like the Yankees have been playing pretty well. It's like you start get the vibe of like when you start, you start the season, like by the end of the season, you do have like one or two guys like, fuck you, dude. I fucking, anytime I see you, I want to throw up.
It's always a bullpen arm.
Last year was last year was Isaiah Conner-Falefa for the Yankees. And then at one point he like kind of turned things around, but it was like, anytime you'd see him pinch hitting, you're like, fuck, just an out. It's an auto out. Why would we even have him out there?
I don't remember who it was the last 2 years, but I always remember it's always guy in the bullpen. Cause I'm like, fuck, we're bringing him in. God damn it. I bet us -1.5. We're up 2, you know, he's going to give up a fucking run.
Well, I don't have Chapman this year, which I'm happy about, but like, it was just my built-in, like, least favorite player was Aroldis Chapman for, like, the last 3 seasons.
Well, he was easy to hate, too, because, you know, he was a woman beater, so.
No, I know that. That was just, like, auto least favorite player. But, like, now it's, like, hard to be, like, there's, like, a void I feel like I have to fill.
Just find out who was his closest friend on the team and be like, well, you're friends with a piece of shit.
You hated that guy, yeah. That's a good point. I'll do some digging. All right. That was our Not Cool segment, huh? Everybody did it. Good for us. Shout out to us. We got one more podcast. We got one more podcast segment. I don't know what I'm fucking thinking. It's the answer segment. If you have a question, anything at all, you want some relationship advice, you want to know how to be a better parent, something like that. You got a high thought, a business idea, just a drunk idea, something you come up with, something you saw online you'd like our opinion on. Ladies, you want to know about your bodies. Fellas, you want to know about your bodies. Ask us all the questions. We got all the answers. Car questions. I can really help you out. I'm a car expert on this show. Camping questions, expert on this show, unless it's folding up a camping tent. But hit us up, hashtag PTG answers to @PassGreatPod. I'm @AliShayMiddleton, Pat Tent, not Pat Dan. Robert is @Robert Barbosa. hit us up. That's how we use just you. Twitter's, I want to go exclusively with Twitter. I mean, you can email us answerthepassgradepod.com, and you can also hit us up on the website. Just hit contact us. Jesse will forward them over to us. But we look at the Twitter ones every single week. So that is your best bet at getting your question asked on the podcast. Use the hashtag PTG answers to @passgradepod. This is the answers segment.
Well, if you just answered the question, why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest, no big deal.
Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Any questions?
All right, let's start off with our podcast son, Skylar Lester.
Oh my God, it's Skylar!
At OMG, it's Skylar on Twitter, and shout out to his biological father, not his podcast father, Jerry Lester. He is, I will believe he won his third consecutive fresh out of bed head-to-head game on the Rod Ryan show. Got a little crossover love for the Lester family going on with the Rod Ryan show at Pass the Gravy. But Skylar asks us, is the best explanation for the good old days a bad memory? I want to say no, but I think sometimes
how it's used
sarcastic, because we're like, we'll always be like, wow, back in the good old days. And it's like, obviously that was not the good old days for, like, a lot of times it's like the good old days were like a white guy saying that. So maybe for other people, it wasn't necessarily a good old day for them when they say like, oh, that was back before you couldn't do that. It's like, well, it's also back before like women could vote or black people could vote, you know? And it's like, that was, yeah, I wouldn't say that was the good old days for everybody. But I think that like good old days to everybody means it is the good old days. You know, it's like the happiest time of your life. That was the good old days.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the good old days for everybody. Like I was talking about this at work yesterday with somebody. I was like, you know what I actually do miss? Years ago, when the owner of the restaurant, he was still the head cook. He was in the kitchen every day. He was just fucking screaming at people. I miss that shit. That was fun for me. I grew up with yelling. Like, my dad yelled at me, and it was a good thing because now I can handle people yelling at me. I'm like, okay. Like, also,
that is something that's just been cut out. I think like there are a lot of people that are like, you're either built to get yelled at or you're not. And I feel like a lot of people
don't understand. You can learn it.
That's what, like, I feel like that's why people have coaches. Coaches are there to like help get you to be better at what you're doing. But I think like a lot of times, like if your parents don't yell at you, like your coaches did, like we had football coaches that would yell at us. And it was just like, if you're not used to it from your parents, you're going to get used to it from somebody. But at some point, like in your life, somebody's going to yell at you most likely, whether you think you deserve it or whether you actually deserve it or whether you don't. That's like, I'm not here to say what's right or wrong, but it's like, yeah, when I worked in like food service at all, like when I was doing pizzas and stuff, like I got yelled at by bosses and stuff like that. Like you get yelled at. And it's like there's an entire group of people. I feel like the younger people are just like, I just don't know. Like, how am I supposed to go to work in a toxic culture like that?
Unacceptable. Be like, well, then stop fucking up.
Right. Did you fuck up consistently and cause somebody else to have something else? Did he maybe lose? Like, was that the best route that he could have gone? Probably not. But like, you got to fucking adapt, man. This is what, like, you know what they're paying you to be here? They're paying you. If it was just like hanging out, you don't have to hang out with that guy. That's cool. They're paying you to be here. You're not working for free. And if you are, then you don't have to do this anymore.
And also my dad and
I'm not
Jonathan,
saying it's right to
owner,
yell all the time, but sometimes it's like people do yell.
It depends on how you yell. If you yell all the time, my dad yelled a lot. So did John, but you know how they yelled at you? They'd yell at you about something and literally 5 seconds later, it's over. They're not holding ill will. They're not carrying it over into something else.
You're in the weeds.
Like, hey,
you're in
come
the
on,
weeds.
Pay attention. Wipe your fucking plate. Make sure your plate looks good and get it to the fucking table. Guess what? After that, it's over because he didn't have time to think about you. He's working on the next goddamn thing. But then there's people that'll be like, he yelled at me. I'm going
to
go
that.
Stand in the back for 20 minutes. No, it's just, you got yelled at. Fucking move. He's just telling you how to do it, but you're in a fast pace. And my dad, he'd fucking yell. 5 seconds later, it's over. He's just yelling because you're being a dumbass.
There's times though, like,
just
I mean,
learn
like,
how to be yelled at.
Yeah, if I was bullying Robert forever and Robert finally flew off the handle to me, okay, like I get that. But if I was doing that and I yelled at Robert, I can understand Robert holding on to that. But like if we were working in a restaurant and like we're in the weeds and Robert fucks something up and like you go off the handle, I'm not justifying either of it, but it's like I don't think Robert can then be like, this guy is a toxic employee and I can't, like, there's there's people that are just, I don't know if I can go back to work for this. And like, there's, I think we had that big reset with a great, not recession, the great resignation was what they called it during the pandemic, when people were like, no, I don't want, if I can't work from home, I'm not doing this. And it's like, you used safety for the beginning of it. And now it's like, okay, well, like, this is kind of different. Like, if you don't want to do that, like, well, they're expecting me to go into work. I'm just not going to do that. That's not the kind of, it's like, you don't have to, you just don't have to get paid. Like that's,
yeah, you don't have to,
that's how they pay you. But it's like, there's people that hold on to that
from home. They're cool. They have to justify all the fucking office space that they have that they're paying for. Get your ass to work.
But like, I think like being able to like take that, and it's like, it's nothing personal. We're just in the weeds. We're fucking trying to get shit done. We're trying to make something happen. When it's over with, hey, none of that was personal. Don't hold on to it. And people that hold on to it, it's just like, it's not going to be fun for you. It's going to get worse. Because you're going to get older, and you're going to get more bitter, and you're going to get more angry. And like, as somebody that thought like, oh, I'll get over these anger issues about football, it's like, no, you just got to figure out how to like cope with it, because you're going to get older and more curmudgeon-y and more angry, and more things are going to piss you off because it's different. And when you're 15 years older, you're going to be like, fuck, I'm just mad at every manager I've ever had because I haven't been able to let that go.
Good point.
That can be you if that's what you want to be. I think the good old days, though, are they were positive.
They're whatever you want.
I think they're bad memories for maybe not every. If it's not your good old days, they might be bad memories. But I think good memories are what the good old days are from. For you specifically.
And the good old days are just, life was good at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a good time.
It's a good question, Skylar. Good question.
Now I'm older, fatter, and I have more bills. This sucks more than that did.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right. Next question we got. This is from Brett Brandon at Price of a ZJ on Twitter. Brett asks us, so I understand that tampons come in packs with L, R, and S on them, but what do those stand for? Left-handed, right-handed? What are the ones with S for? I mean, I, as an expert on women, like most men are, I think it's very obvious. It's left-handed, right-handed, and switch hitter, right? It's just, you use the tampon and you put it in whichever side of your vagina you bleed the most out of, right?
No, no, dude. It's a system. There's left flap, right flap, and straight down the middle.
You have to put three in?
Yeah, dude. It's a dude. It's like in Demolition Man, the three seashells. Dude, it takes a village. That's what those are for.
That's a lot. So you got to buy three tamps at a time. Yeah, we need to help women with the cost of these, all right? Let's help women. They're using three tamps. That can't be good.
They're bleeding all the time.
It's crazy, dude. So, yeah. I mean, I thought, like, you just, like, it's like, whoa, I bleed more out of the left side. Okay, I got to buy left tampons. Actually, sometimes it switches. So this is just the switch tampon I'll get, and just, you kind of slide it the way it goes, you know, flow's changing. So I thought,
I mean, that's the bigger the flow, then you already got three, you're settled, you're handled.
Do women like Australia, like below the equator, because, you know, like if you flush the toilet, it goes the other way. Do they bleed differently?
It's a good question.
Like, do they have to get different tampons? Does the blood go up?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's left hemisphere, right hemisphere, and then southern hemisphere, and then chicks in the northern hemisphere. You're just fucked. You don't get nothing.
Sorry, Canada.
Well, that can't be right, because we're in the northern hemisphere, so that one doesn't track.
Yeah, it doesn't track.
It's got to be left, right, and straight down the middle.
I guess left, right, and switch, because like three doesn't make, it doesn't even make sense, Pat, to throw three tampons.
Well, yeah, you know,
at a time.
Well, yeah. See, it would make sense if it was pads.
Right.
But this is on the tamp
probably
box.
For the tamps.
I was thinking pads. I wasn't thinking tamps.
Because if you know anything about tampons, like I obviously know a lot about tampons, you know, you pull the thing and then they go up in you. So it's like, oh, you probably just slide it to the left. It goes right to the left if you get the left-handed ones. Goes right to the right if you don't. And then it's just kind of bulkier, probably like a heavier one, you know, if you're just switch, because it's like, I bleed out of both sides.
Well, it's probably R is for rectum. You got to have a butt tamp. And then S is snatch. Obviously, you know where that one's going. What would the L be?
Mm.
Maybe L stands for long because it'll reach both of them.
You do L for your leg, so you have, because women have, they wear the garters, and you slide it in your garter for, it's like a backup tamp.
Oh, it's the backup tamp.
It's your backup tamp.
Backup tamp. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, logically, that's the most likely one.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, like, there's probably no other way that they would do that. Like, why would you, yeah. You wouldn't mark them like that if that's not how it is.
Welcome to our tamp talk.
All right. Hey, we know women. We know women. Great question, Brett. And I hope that we informed you and all other women out there. Man, I wonder if there's some woman that's like, shh, that's what those were for. I've been using right tamps when I've been needing the left tamp for my whole life.
We're here to help, ladies.
Hey, we're here. We know your bodies. Alex O weighs in with our next one at Alex McThunder 1 on Twitter. And he says, how big does a mini fridge need to be until it's considered a regular fridge?
It's got to have like a crisper drawer on it. No. Yeah. No, all fridges have a drawer, right?
Yeah. Like in college, my dorm got, you just had a mini fridge, but my question was, does it count as a mini fridge if it's your only fridge? Like if you have a refrigerator, or is it just your fridge?
It's a mini fridge. It's your fridge, fair, but it's a fair. Mini fridge.
Okay. Okay. Solid point. Solid point. I would say that it's a mini fridge until it's like above waist height.
I'd say it's got to be six. Anything under 6 foot is a mini fridge.
Yeah, no, you're right. It could be a little bit. This is about the level, though. This is about the level, I would say.
Think about it, even if it only came up to your nips. You know how tall a fridge is. A fridge is about our height, maybe a little bit taller. That's a fridge. Anything lower than that is a mini fridge. If the fridge only comes up to my nips, if I can just look down on top of your fridge, that's a mini fridge. Eye level. It's got to be at least eye level, because if I'm looking down on it, it's a mini fridge.
Well, Robert, you've been watching Marvelous Miss Maisel recently. When you look at their fridges, those are the size of their fridges. Their fridges are probably nip high on you. They had ice boxes. That was basically what it was. It was just like, this is it. Here we go. I think that like we have overdone fridges. We've got super fridges, which, not shitting on that. You know,
that's
like,
the standard now.
That is the standard. But I think a mini fridge can still just be like, I think nips high. I think until it's nips high, all the way to your nips. Your
it's gotta be at least high.
Below the nips and skinny. If it's skinny, then it's definitely a mini fridge. No matter
it's
how
it's gotta tall. Be at least eye level for me. Because think about it. We used to remember how big the mouth holes on cans used to be? And then somebody invented the wide mouth can, and that's literally just every can mouth now. That has become the standard. It's not wide mouth anymore. That is just
the
width of can mouths.
Remember that?
But remember how small it used to, and then somebody came up with the wide mouth can. It had to be a beer company. I don't remember who it was, but somebody did it. And now that is industry standard.
No free ads for them.
Back in the 50s, the fridges were smaller. Eventually, we made bigger fridges. Industry standard now is about 6 feet on a fridge. Anything lower than that is a mini fridge to me. Because if it's not full-size fridge, it's miniature to me, because I'm a big boy and I care about my food.
Robert, do you agree with me, though? I understand your argument, Pat, but I have to respectfully, not even throwing no hard feelings in, I have to respectfully disagree with you in this one. I think you bring up good points, but I think nips. Below the nips, mini fridge.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Boo, you whores.
It can be a small refrigerator. It can be a small refrigerator. If it's below your waist, it's absolutely a mini fridge. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But like nips, it's a mini fridge. Anything above that. And that kind of leaves it open for interpretation too. Maybe your nips are a little bit higher. Maybe you're taller. You know?
Maybe you got saggy titties and your nips are lower.
A mini fridge to everybody. So yeah, a mini fridge could become a fridge to other to certain people faster than others.
All I know is if I walk into somebody's house, and the fridge only came up to my nips, I'd be like, dude, what's up with your small ass fridge?
Oh, I don't disagree. I'd be like, hey, bro, this is a tiny fridge, but it's still a fridge. It's not a mini fridge, because you can have a small refrigerator. Like, at what point is it a mini fridge to a small refrigerator?
Damn, that's a good point, though. Yeah, there's small refrigerator and there's mini fridge. It's different things. Waste. It's waste.
You think waste?
Wait for a mini fridge. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was kind of saying, like, maybe waste.
Would we go back down then?
Yeah, well, because
that doesn't include a stand, because like I got one for my wedding where it's like it's got the stand. The stand probably goes nips more, a little close to that, but it would still probably be below the nips.
Obviously, it's like if it was just sitting on the ground, what's the height?
So waist high.
Waist mini fridge. Below that is mini fridge.
Because then you can just have a small refrigerator. All right.
Yeah, see, then it's just a small fridge.
We found common ground there, fellas. Look at us. Solving the world's problems. We're fucking solving women's problems. We're solving refrigerators problems. And we're solving good old days problems, all right? We are covering it all. This is a great crop of questions, fam, from the Gravy Gang for answers questions this week. Now we're gonna do some power rankings. Don't forget, hit us up. Give us 5 things to power rank. Kind of keep them in the same line of stuff. Quentin, he's Quentin Hughes. Watch the Roughnecks game with us at Q the Ace on Twitter. Quentin says, power rank these annoying sounds. And we're basing these off of most annoying is 1, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Power rank these annoying sounds. And he says, nails on a chalkboard, puking, a fork rubbing against a plate, open mouth chewing, and the sound of a dentist's drill on a tooth. I can go first.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I'm going to go, because some of these I just don't find that annoying. So 5, I'm going to go puking. I don't find the sound of puking annoying at all.
Fair. Same.
I find it more funny than anything. After that, I'm going to go fork rubbing on the plate. It's not pleasant, but it doesn't really get to me. Okay. Also, it really doesn't happen that much. Maybe I've just learned to tune it out working in a restaurant.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to happen all the time.
After that, we're going to go dentist drill on a tooth. Just because that incessant I don't mind it. I've never minded the dentist, but that noise, that can get annoying after a little while.
Yeah.
2, we're going to go nails on a chalkboard. That's not even as much annoying as it's just painful, but it's so painful it becomes annoying. 1, the most annoying thing in here is fucking open mouth chewing. That's the quickest way to get me to try and drive a fucking screwdriver through your goddamn temple.
Okay. You're I get it.
Your food.
Okay. This is going to be very different just depending on what we think is most annoying. I will go next. I had puking 5 as well. I had open mouth chewing 4. I get that it can be annoying, but I feel like I luckily don't deal with it as much.
Oh, I almost never deal with it.
Maybe
I can
tune it out.
My best friend used to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's more relatable to you. But I have 3 is dentist drill on a tooth. I don't know why, but like when they drill on your tooth, you can get that smell of the drill, like of the tooth being drilled. And when I hear that, it makes me smell it. And so it's like, it is an annoying sound, but like it just triggers that smell and I hate that smell. So it's like a twofer, which is why I've got it moved up. 2 is nails on a chalkboard, just because it gives you that cringe. Like you just get that
I can feel it in my spine right now.
And so it's like, that is one of the two, because I think fork rubbing against the plate also does the exact same thing as nails on a chalkboard, where it's just the drill brings the triggered, like, I smell this, I don't like that at all. But like the other two, I have that physical like stop, and like I feel like I've done it to my, like, you can do it to yourself. You can choose to not rub your nails on a chalkboard, but you can just be casually eating your dinner and like it's self-sabotage at that time, you know, like that. It's like you can do that to yourself. You can't nails on a chalkboard yourself. You can accidentally make the most annoying sound in the world when you rub your fork against a plate, just while you're trying to eat dinner. So that's why I had it 1. So I had fork against plate, nails on a chalkboard, dentist drill, open mouth chewing, and puking in that order. Robert, bring it home, buddy.
All right. I'm going to start with the most annoying, I think, is the fork on a plate.
Good. Good.
Most annoying.
Good.
2nd, I think I'm gonna flip with you. I'm gonna go with the dentist drill on the tooth.
Is it because of the smell that it triggers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't not.
I don't know what you guys
it.
Are talking about.
Especially because I just experienced it recently with my wisdom teeth out. That was like the first time I ever smelled that.
And it's just it smells like medical, but like clean, but also like just gross and like you can't explain it, but it smells like that. It smells like a dentist drill on your tooth.
Yeah, it was unpleasant.
That just doesn't go to the dentist. That's why he doesn't know.
I can picture the taste. I can't picture it. I've never noticed a smell from
that dust is coming out, you get a whiff of it.
Yeah,
then I just smell the rubber from the dentist gloves.
Oh, this overpowers.
It's worse than that. Next I'll go with nails on a chalkboard. And then that makes open mouth chewing last. Oh, and then puking.
Puking open last mouth
and then puking last. Yeah.
Cause like puking, like I can understand how puking is gross. Cause there are times that, oh, that was a nasty one. But like, I feel like we've just been conditioned to it in movies where it's just bleh! And like people do that fake throw up sound a lot just as like a gag, but like, yeah. So like, I think like that is like not annoying. It's gross, but it's not annoying.
Yeah.
The other ones are like, yeah, that is annoying. All four of those are annoying. That was a good one, Quentin. See, give us something like that. Give us five options. We will power rank the five. Hit us up. Use the hashtag PTG answers that Quentin just did right there. And then our final question of the week comes from Mikey Paul at It's Just Mikey P. And he says, was Dr. Seuss on drugs when he wrote all those books?
Oh, for sure.
You had to be.
For sure.
He was doing some mushrooms at the least, where he's like, Horton, here's a who? Horton, here's a what the, how the, who the, why the?
He'd have a big Vicodin and then sit down to write a couple chapters.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. It was like, what was the dude, Hunter S. Thompson, that did Fear and Loathing? It was like, but Hunter S. Thompson, but do kids' books. And he was like, I got it. Sneeches. I am the Lorax, and I speak for the trees. What? Well, what if we wrote about a cat that had a hat?
Dude, that is
a whole book on green eggs and ham, eating them in a box with a fox on an ox. Friend's name? Sam I Am, huh?
That sounds like something a friend who just took acid would say. They just turn to you and go, I am the Lorax and I speak for the trees. Okay, bud. Good for you.
Yeah, you do. Let's get the fuck
out
of here.
How much acid did he take?
What's he fucking doing? Let's not bother with him anymore, huh?
Is that fucking LSD? What the fuck is that? He's fucking Lorax, man. I don't know.
I'd like to think that, like the cat in the hat was like he was on drugs and like had like a cleaning lady come by and he just saw her like hat, or he had like a chimney sweep. It was like the guy was just trying to like help out his house. He's like fighting him. It's just causing all the chaos that the kids are having.
Different stories.
Because of the cat. And he's like, no, this cat's fucking it up. It's like, no, dude, you're from fucking ruining your house. That's a guy that's trying to clean it, man. What are you doing? He's like, I don't know, man. Cat in the hat. He's doing that. And that's that. Make it rhyme.
Yeah. See, there's different drugs for different stories. Like I said, the Lorax, that's acid. Cat in the hat, shrooms, green eggs and ham. He was just high as shit. It was just weed. He's like, yeah, I do not like green eggs and ham.
Oh, yeah. And he just like wrote out all the rhymes. Like, box, box, mox, ox, rocks.
Like that's
rain,
like,
rain, plane.
I'm sure there, I don't know which one it would be, but there's definitely a cocaine book. Ooh, Cat in the Hat actually might be cocaine.
No, Cat in the Hat was him tripping balls. He was tripping balls on something.
So, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's shrooms. There's got to be something cocaine. One of his, I don't know. I don't know which one, but there's got to be a cocaine story.
And then like the one that he was trying to just be sober for was Other Places You Go, who he was just like, let me get emotional. Oh, yeah, like an emotional like shroom trip. Oh, the or places you'll go.
That might be
every
the cocaine
kid graduates.
He just fucking did like five rails. It was like, okay, we're going to make something serious this time.
Oh, man. No, that's
this
a good,
is
yeah.
Gonna be, this you know is going to be the fucking, dude, the places you,
can
you will go.
You can do anything. You can do anything. Anything you want.
That's it.
You
that's the cocaine one.
You've got this. You've got this. You're graduating. You're going out into the world. You're going to become yourself. You can do anything you want. Anything. There's the sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. You're like, all right, doc, what's going on, man? He's like, sky's the limit. We can do it all. I want you to give this to every kid that ever graduates any school ever. Give him one of these. All right. I'm going to go do acid and write another one. Yeah. Somebody make us a graphic of that. Like acid. Cat in the Hat, cocaine, other places you'll go. The Lorax is like mushrooms. He speaks to the trees because he's outside.
That fucking,
and he's doing all-
that eye picture where it's like the eyes on meth, cocaine, just change the name of them and just write the drug and then the name next to
somebody
the
get on that meme, please. That would be great. That's a good question, Mikey. But yeah, he absolutely was on drugs. Right, Robert? You don't write those books.
Yeah.
On drugs. Although I feel like kids' books are very easy. It's obviously easier said than done, but like my mom was a kindergarten teacher and she had a lot of books and it's like, the boy lost his dog. The boy found his dog.
Yeah, but those are just, but those aren't classics.
They aren't classics, right?
Dr. Seuss was the goat.
Yeah, he was like, he was probably churning out a bunch of those. He's like, I wrote 64 books. He's like, what? How? Why? He's like, lots of drugs.
I got a good dealer. That's how.
Theodore Geisel was his name. Fucking awesome real name.
That's a great name.
Right?
It's a Geisel. It's a Geisel. It's a Weasel. It's a Woozle. How did he not put that in there? Put his drop your own name in the story?
He kind of did.
That'd be flexing super hard to drop your own name in the story.
The Grinch, they have all kinds of fucking weird names. Who Hopolis and Who Schmackolis and the Roast Beast. Like all that shit that he came up with in Grinch just alone was like a foreign language.
Whoville, Cindy Lou Who. Like, oh, everyone's just a who? Okay. Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah. All the Who's. All right. So yeah, Dr. Seuss, confirmed. Drug guy. Great question. This is, dare I say, the best answer segment of the year? Questions wise, at least. I don't know how we answered. I think we answered it greatly. I think we crushed it. We bigly answered it. I think it was a topical one now.
We've got the best answers.
The best.
Nobody has answers like we are.
The best answers. We'll never find better answers than that.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
You will not find better answers than what we will give you.
You won't. All right. We are at Pass Grade Pod. Please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Go follow us on TikTok. Comment on our stuff on TikTok. We still need to get a following on TikTok before they take it away. Like our Facebook page. Please share our stuff. Comment on our stuff. Shout out to hold on. I need to pull him up. I need to pull it up because he did exactly what I said last week. I said go comment ja on all the funny stuff on our posts. And he like spammed it this afternoon. I'm waiting for my shit to load so I can say who it was. Wanted to give him a shout out. Sebastian Viezquez. Sebastian V, shout out to him because he like jaw'd a bunch of our posts. But like, yeah, Facebook still punished us for a stupid meme we posted a while ago. So it would really, I know Mikey, you're sharing it. I know Brandon, you're sharing it. I appreciate you guys. But yeah, just hit that share button if you can. At least give us a like, comment something on it. It helps us show up more. And then like, we'll get our reach back and we would really appreciate that. I am at Alex J. Middleton, at Pastor Gay Pod. Robert's at Robert Bosa 03, Pat's at Not Pat Dan. Robert has a podcast. They're talking about butts this week. But check out a recent study suggest. Don't shave your butt, Pat. Don't do it. You'll find out why you shouldn't.
Wasn't planning on it.
Well, yeah, he probably not. And he'd have a butt hair pile too, which is just one more pile that'd be worse.
I did. The hair pile is back, by the way.
I figured it's not gone since you said it was back last week. It takes what, a good month before that'll be gone?
Right about.
Probably, yeah, at least. Yeah. But Robert has a recent study suggests new pod out every single Monday. So go check that out. If you haven't yet, when you're done with this, when this wraps up, go check it out. And yeah, you got two pods you can listen to in a day. Go give them a follow at a recent study pod on Twitter and Instagram. Go like y'all have the YouTube channel too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Go like their YouTube channel as well. And then, follow them wherever you can. And then go subscribe to them just like you would with us. You guys are the best. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go subscribe to the podcast. If you have, unsubscribe and then resubscribe again. Please give us a 5-star review. Just roast us in the comments, but give us the 5-star review. It'd mean the world to us. Shout out to everybody that will be at the Rod Ryan Show Golf Tournament with Pastor Gravy at the Gravy Hole. Shout out to Brad Clausen, bro Brad. He is the third, fourth time in a row he has sponsored a hole. That's not us putting our money up there for him. It's him putting the money up. It's all going to charity. But shout out to bro Brad. We really appreciate you, buddy. I'm looking forward to the golf tournament tomorrow. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode coming out a little bit early. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. And ladies, let us know how the tamps go now that you know how to use them. So let us know. We know your bodies. Until we talk to you guys next time, Pat is scratching his beard with a screwdriver.
That's dangerous. Flathead.
That's dangerous looking.
It's very,
could kill somebody.
It's very effective though. And it's quite satisfying.
Yeah. Well, go find a screwdriver and scratch that itch for yourself, gang. That's our parting words for you. And until next time, pass the gravy. Yeah, bitches. Let me talk to one. Shorty had a little number.
Let me talk to him.
Bottom teaspoons with the fur.
Let me talk to him.
The whole club was looking.
Let me talk to him.
At her.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him.
She hit the floor.
Let me talk to him.
Next thing you know.
Let me talk to him.
So he got low.
Let me talk to him.
Low, 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 low.
Let me talk to him.
Them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps.
I don't think it's mostly even semen.